It's Friday, July 26, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have massive breaking news coming up now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Threatened to assassinate President Trump. Iran's regime has been fighting America from the moment. And as we recently learned, they even brazenly threatened to assassinate President Trump. And as we recently learned, they even brazenly threatened to assassinate President Trump. And as we recently learned, they even brazenly threatened to assassinate President Trump. And as we recently learned, they even brazenly threatened to assassinate President
All right.
Trump.
And as we I thought I'd play that they even a few times for you. This is a big broadcast we've got lined up today. And I'm going to cover some of the most important information ever here in just a moment because I've been looking at all the different pieces of this. So you might want to listen to me very, very carefully here today, but I'm going to get into the big news coming up at the start of the next segment because a lot of stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, but we obviously have a massive audience at InfoWars.com and at X and many other places that are watching the web version of this transmission. So we have some very grave information to be covering here, and I'm going to restart the show at 6 after. Good, clean launch. And I'm going to cover this just incredibly earth-shattering intel. So I hope that all of you tuned in will share the live links. I hope that all of you tuned in will realize that in this information war, you are absolutely critical to reaching other people. I know that's a no-brainer. You're like, tell us something we don't know. Well, are you active in that fight? Because the globalists are doing everything they can to suppress the truth. And I'm talking about Netanyahu's comment to Congress about assassinating Trump and how Iran wants to assassinate Trump. And his full statement is extremely chilling. And it's not like I'm saying this is chilling now. I said this in the days after Trump was shot on the Saturday, the Sunday, the Monday, the Tuesday, the Wednesday. I said, they're going to try to frame Iran. And when they try to kill Trump again, they're going to say it was Iran with a truck bomb or a hijacked plane or a machine gun attack, a suicide bomber attack. And I said it probably about 50 times. And then they came out on Tuesday, 3 days after the attack, and said, oh, we think Iran might be involved, but nobody bought it, so they pulled it back. That was the Pentagon and the State Department. And so now Netanyahu gets up there and says it. And you don't get any more deep state than Netanyahu. And he, of course, stabbed Trump in the back when Trump asked for help during the contested election. When he returned Trump's phone calls, Netanyahu is the same caliber, in my view, as all these other globalist politicians. Absolutely amoral. Absolutely sociopathic. And this is a big deal that he said this to Congress yesterday. In fact, I didn't watch the address, and then I was watching it this morning, and I saw a short clip of it, couldn't even believe it. So I went and found the full clip. We've got that coming up here in just a moment after we go to break and join 300-plus radio stations that carry the transmission. But if you're watching on X, we just posted this, The Real Alex Jones. Please retweet, repost it everywhere. Please send it out on text messages, emails. That's when we really reach millions of extra people is when you get excited to take action. And they're censoring us because, well, you know the old internet saying, no one knows who first said it. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. It's far from hopeless. We've turned the tide, but they've got to kill Trump. And Netanyahu's already laying the groundwork for when Trump gets killed. God, I said exactly this would happen on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duher here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got off an airplane minutes after Trump had been shot in California to cover a new infiltration of the globalist occultic Bohemian Grove, and I went to the Airbnb rental we had, and I went live on air, and I posted a bunch of reports. I did it Saturday, 14 to 15 days ago. I did it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right through the week. But a full 2 days before mainstream corporate globalist media picked up the Pentagon, State Department, Obama talking point, that's really who is running this administration, as we've been saying. That's now all admitted, by the way. Eric Holder is running the entire operation. I said, if they killed Trump, it would have been such hysteria that they would have done one of two things or both at the same time. Detonate truck bombs at black colleges or some big black gathering and blame it on Trump supporters, and or both say that Iran killed Trump. And I even said on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, before they announced there were explosives there, I said they might have even had a truck bomb or explosions go off there to create confusion, and they would just throw some dead Iranian they'd already killed, you know, probably already in the van or something, and then his body be blown up. They find his ID card. Now, I said all of that, and I'll play some clips of me saying it, days before they came out and started saying it, but no one bought it when ABC News and NBC News and New York Times and CNN all said it. Then Netanyahu gets up in front of Congress yesterday, and he says, quote, if they do assassinate President Trump, meaning Iran, which is always a possibility, I hope that America obliterates Iran, wipes off the face of the earth. If that does not happen, American leaders will be considered gutless cowards. Now, that's called pre-programming right there. He's been saying for 21 years that Iran is 2 weeks away from a nuke. He said it again last week, and so did Blinken, the Secretary of State. So Netanyahu is a top globalist operative. And when they stole the election from Trump 3.5, 4 years ago, Trump begged him for support, and he wouldn't even return his phone calls. Oh, what a good buddy Bibi is. So whether Israel is going to use its considerable intelligence network in the U.S. under his control to kill Trump and blame it on Iran, or whether he knows that there are plots to kill Trump and blame Iran, which there are. I first exposed it. Because I know the enemy mind. It's all I do. Whether Israel's going to do it or whether he knows the deep state's about to do it, I said it last week. They could say Iran hijacks a passenger plane or private plane with explosives on it, either or, flies into Mar-a-Lago or into a Trump event. Or they roll a truck bomb in and say Iran did it. Or they send in a group of, quote, commandos or something. It's all on the table. And then Trump's dead, and oh, my God, Kamala Harris is on TV saying we're now going to strike Iran, and you hear that nukes have gone off in Tehran, and then the average American will say, well, we better get behind this because America's at war. And then you've got the hundreds of thousands of Hezbollah and Hamas fighters that Iran actually brought in that the globalists actually let in, who will then, when Iran is hit, they will then attack targets all over the United States, hundreds of them, if not thousands of them. There'll be hundreds of attacks. And we're into total martial law. Internet kill switches put in. You only get government messages. And the ensuing fog of war, the entire Trump resistance leadership is taken out. Now, I said that like a parrot, as an emergency a beacon, probably, let's not exaggerate, 50 times. In the days before they came out, the State Department, oh, and the Pentagon, yeah, we think Iran might be involved, or they've got a plot. This is so transparent. Well, then Netanyahu gets up and says in front of Congress that if Trump gets killed, it's probably Iran, and that we've got to immediately blow up Iran. And you're not a good patriotic American if you don't support that. This is just insane. Insanely obvious. So America and the whole world dodged a bullet, and it was all about World War III. Accelerate to full war with Iran and then full war with Russia. And Trump survived. Now, Trump is now listening. And he's canceled outdoor events. That's a good start. They have put up big barriers outside, far away from Mar-a-Lago. But Trump should be, he doesn't have to publicly say it because he thinks it makes him look weak. No, it's smart. Trump should be in an underground location, and there are private ones, plenty. And he should move around every few days. And he should decide with his staff randomly where he's going to go and what he's going to do, because he is in maximum danger right now. And the globalists always pre-program what they're going to do. And from pre-programming before and a lot of pieces, I knew they were planning to blame Iran when they killed Trump. And then I said they're going to start hyping this for their next attempt. And now they're doing it. Now Netanyahu is up there saying that he thinks that they'll assassinate or try to assassinate Trump. And if they do, we need to wipe Iran off the map. They've done internal polls, big polling agencies in Iran, and found upwards of 70% of the people hate the Islamic government. They hate the Sharia law. They hate the women being hung who get raped. So now let's wipe Iran off the map. Let's just kill all of them, babies, mamas, all of them, because Iran was involved and did fund Hamas. But who created Hamas? Israel. Who gave $6 billion and tens of millions before that to Iran? O'Biden. So I don't like the O'Biden regime. I don't like the Israeli regime. It doesn't mean I hate Jews or hate Israel. I don't hate America. I don't hate the Chinese people because I don't like the Communist Chinese Party. So let's be clear about that. Israel is a diverse political group of folks. Netanyahu's got like a 20% approval rating over there, but he uses parliamentary manipulation like Trudeau or Macron or Schmidt. That's how these people all stay in power, in parliamentary manipulations. None of these leaders are popular. And Netanyahu, you know, said, oh, we'll investigate after the war is over what happened on October 7th. And, of course, now the war's never going to end, so he'll never be investigated. I mean, we know there was a 7-plus-hour stand-down. So, and I said at the time, this is going to lead to civil unrest, an attack on Iran, and then they'll activate the real Iranian sleeper cells in the U.S., and it will make 9/11 look like a paper cut compared to a guillotine. So this is 100% crystal clear, and now watching this, Trump is even in more danger. Remember, Netanyahu would not return his phone calls. Look it up. When Trump called him for support, when they were ousting Trump. Even though Trump completely stood with Israel, which is fine with me, I don't want to destroy Israel. I don't want Israel to disappear. I don't believe the mountains and the sea, all that stuff. I don't support the communist left that hates Israel, but also don't support killing the Christians in Gaza and innocent children. So I just look at things as they are. And the majority of Israelis don't like what's happening. So there is evidence. Look, the reason Kennedy got killed is he made the oil companies mad. He made the military-industrial complex mad. He did piss off Israel. He was already making a fuss in Congress about Israel being given nuke secrets by the U.S., and he was going to put pressure to have Israel give up its nukes. And so there's a lot of people that want to blame Israel for killing JFK. Well, I've interviewed the official mistress of JFK. I've got the deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt. No, it was LBJ. But you can believe, though, that the Israel lobby had a seat at that table a week before they killed Kennedy in Dallas, where they had all the key corporate people and everybody there. Of course, Israel had a seat at that table. So Israel knew they were going to kill him. But if Trump gets killed now by Netanyahu saying this, Netanyahu becomes a prime suspect. And I'm doing this to protect Trump. I'm sure InfoWars will probably be down in hours every time I attack Netanyahu when he deserves it, like saying, we're going to use the Israelis as guinea pigs and test all these new drugs and vaccines on them and see what works. That'll make us the headquarters of all the new medical stuff. I mean, it's just like Joseph Mengele stuff. And I said that instant attacks on the sites. It's like sticking your hand out on the highway and letting a car run over it. But I've got to sit here and tell the truth. And I certainly don't want to be associated with the left, the communists burning American flags or any of them. They're their own worst enemy. And they would blow Israel up in 2 seconds if they could. So I don't want Israel blown up. I'm not an enemy in Israel, but it's like, I love my country, but I sure as hell don't like my government. And I don't like the Israeli government, and they're as evil as you can get. And it's the same damn thing for our government. And the world is getting more and more dangerous by the minute, more and more dangerous by the second, and it's all escalating towards total war, and I'm just trying to de-escalate things and have some basic stability and peace. But all these different globalist forces jockeying for total control in world government, they are battling with each other for control and battling to suppress us, and what will keep the groups currently in control and let them suppress the public is a big war. And that's what we're already in. So this is dangerous for everybody. And if Israel thinks it can survive a nuclear war, or if the globalists think they can, they're foolish. And you see how much of what the New World Order tries to carry out, they mess up and screw up. So they've got the power, but they're incompetent. I mean, Chuck E. Schumer doesn't know how to cook a hamburger. These people are not builders. All these different globalists, Obama and the Bushes. Remember George Bush, when he was president, went into a grocery store checkout deal 20 years after they had scanners and said, what is that? He hadn't been in a grocery store in decades, didn't know what a scanner was. And they're dangerous, and they'll get us all killed. They already got us in war with Russia. They're moving missiles up to the border, hypersonic missiles, nukes on them, up to the Russian border. This is madness, people. And then there is Netanyahu looking like the cat that ate the canary, just totally enraptured in his chutzpah, his bravado, his hubris, his arrogance, saying, boy, they killed Trump. Woo, I sure hope you guys all blow Iran off the map. That is a big, 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 big red flag. And it sends chills up my spine. That they're already, you know who the suspects are to kill Trump. Who's been all over the news? Kamala Harris says she wants to kill him in an elevator. They got mud from the CIA saying, we're going to kill this guy. They're all over the place saying they're going to kill him. They have the Secret Service stand down. Turns out the Secret Service was on the roof and had their observation area 50 feet away above it in the building that was taller with an open window right where the shooter was for 26 minutes. They failed to kill him. Are they going to try again? Does a bear go to the bathroom in the woods, folks? It's guaranteed. So even on a Trump's entourage, take all of this like it's a reality show and like it's entertainment or Netflix. This isn't entertainment. This is life and death. And I told you over and over and over again that they were going to blame Iran when they killed Trump. Hell, I've been saying it for months. And I said they would blow Iran off the map within a day of Trump being killed. And then they come out and say, oh, yeah, we think it's Iran. Oh, yeah, we think they're going to do it again. Come on, people. And then Netanyahu gets up on in our Congress in a joint session and says, when they kill Trump, we're going to blow Iran up. Whew. This is a guy that stabbed Trump in the back. And there's Elon Musk right there in the audience. Hey, Elon, you're smart. How would you feel if Netanyahu said, and if they kill Elon Musk, we blow up Iran? What would you think if you heard that, Elon? Your best buddy, Netanyahu. Your bestest pal. After Trump rolled out the red carpet to Netanyahu, wouldn't even return his call. Look it up. Netanyahu refused to support Trump during the election fight, during the challenged election, and refused to return his phone call. Because Netanyahu bets on the power. He bets on the establishment. He bets on the system, like all these other scumbag politicians. He's not a friend when you're down. He's not there when you need him. And everybody should think about that and think about the leader of Israel and what he did, because this crossed the line with me. Think I'm stupid, Netanyahu? How dare you? He knows Trump is probably going to get killed. And he's there going along with the talking point that it's going to be Iran. Let that sink in, folks. Let that roll around your head a little bit. Let's play the clip of me. What day was this? There's so many clips of it. What day did you guys find? This is the 15th. So this is Monday, about a day and a half before they said, oh, it was Iran. Remember that? Here I am laying out one scenario. Here it is.
They will try to poison Trump. They will try to shoot Trump. They will activate even bigger lies and frauds about him. The big move is to hit him with a large truck bomb. They again, it's in the cards to use a small nuclear weapon and blame the Iranians. They'll be the fall guys. And then instantly, we're in full war with Russia. Instantly, the air raid sirens are going off. Instantly, life as you know it is over. If you look at all the evidence and all the pieces, this was a deep state attempted murder of Trump. And after they did that, they had a whole bunch of horribly evil scenarios ready to bring the country into civil unrest, civil war, and full war, because I said that they were going to blame the assassination on Iran. And then the next day, CNN and the Secret Service and the FBI came out and said that Iran is trying to kill Trump. I know the enemy, because in my main scenario, right after they killed Trump, they would then carry out some other terror attacks domestically, say Iran did it, and then we would go to full war with Israel, U.S. with Israel, against Iran. We would be in a nuclear war right now, and they would have activated all the Iranian sleeper cells in the United States after Iran was nuked. So the Middle East would be in total war. The United States would be hit by tactical nukes by the globalists. Iran with an activated sleeper cells and start creating absolute havoc.
Okay, so there I am. A full week plus before Netanyahu gives his address. This is really bad, okay? And Iran, of course, is saying, we're not trying to kill Trump. That's the deep state. We have no reason to. We're not. It's not us. You don't see that in our news, though. It's on the Iranian news. They're like, are you kidding? They didn't blame us when their president died a month ago. And that could have been the Iranians themselves killing him. But regardless, I just cannot, I'm just speechless at this point. This is so horrible. Here is Netanyahu at Congress yesterday.
Iran's regime has been fighting America from the moment it came to power. In 1979, it stormed the American embassy. It held scores of Americans hostage for 444 days. Since then, Iran's terrorist proxies have targeted America in the Middle East and beyond. In Beirut, they killed 241 U.S. servicemen. In Africa, they bombed American embassies. In Iraq, they supplied explosives to maim and kill thousands of American soldiers. In America, they actually sent death squads. They sent death squads here to murder a former Secretary of State and a former National Security Advisor. And as we recently learned, they even brazenly threatened to assassinate President Trump. But Iran understands that to truly challenge America, it must first conquer the Middle East. And for this, it uses its many proxies, including the Houthis, Hezbollah, and Hamas. Yet in the heart of the Middle East, standing in Iran's way, is one proud pro-American democracy, my country, the State of Israel. That's why the mobs in Tehran chant death to Israel before they chant death to America. For Iran, Israel is first, America is next. So when Israel fights Hamas, we're fighting Iran. When we fight Hezbollah, we're fighting Iran. When we fight the Houthis, we're fighting Iran. And when we fight Iran, we're fighting the most radical and murderous enemy of the United States of America. And one more thing. When Israel acts to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons that could destroy Israel and threaten every American city, every city that you come from, we're not only protecting ourselves, we're protecting you.
Uh-huh. And so what's being prepared, and here's Trump's Truth Social, if they do assassinate President Trump, which is always a possibility. I hope that America obliterates Iran, wipes it off the face of the earth. If that does not happen, American leaders will be considered gutless cowards. So Trump is walking right into this himself and amplifying what Netanyahu just said. So Iran did not say they were going to assassinate Trump. They said the opposite. They said we are not going to try to assassinate Trump. They know they'll get blown off the map. And again, who's working with Iran? Hamas. Who founded Hamas? Israel. And Israel admits to destabilize that area of Palestine so they wouldn't have good leadership, so they wouldn't make deals to be peaceful. I can't stand the Iranian leadership. They're disgusting. But the globalists want to use them as the trigger for World War III. I'm going to shift gears out of this to some other big subjects when we come right back. Please stay with us. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duher here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship.
All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
There's the headline on InfoWars.com, Friday Live. Did Netanyahu just let it slip that the deep state's planning to kill Trump and blame Iran? As Alex Jones predicted. I'm going to finish up talking about this and shift into all the other incredible news. And I'm not just singling out Netanyahu. The Republican neocon leadership, the Democratic Party, I don't know if they'll use German intelligence, MI6. It's a classic move to use a foreign intelligence group to do your dirty work at home. Europe uses the United States and Israel to do their dirty work. Israel uses U.S. intelligence to do their dirty work. That's a standard procedure, just like the Crossfire Hurricane using MI6. That order was declassified against Trump for Crossfire Hurricane and all that BS and the dossier and all of it. It's just that I've already laid out this is the main scenario of five or six, and again, I say five or six because some of them cross over, so there's a mix of several. Really, there's about five scenarios that I went over last week and the week before, the last 2 weeks ad nauseum since they tried to assassinate Trump. And this would be 9/11 times 1,000 because the deep state kills Trump, Iran is blamed, some terror attacks are launched to be blamed on Iran on top of it to make it even more believable and to create a smokescreen of hysteria. Then the West hits Iran with nukes. Then Iran activates its hundreds of thousands of sleeper cell operatives in the Western world. And then we're off to the races. And you're not going to worry about the poison shots you were given. You're not going to worry about the inflation. You're not going to worry about the open border because it's going to be full martial law. They've got other scenarios where they kill Trump and then blow a bunch of stuff up and blame it on right-winger Trump supporters. That's another one of the scenarios. They could just poison Trump and make it, you know, not as political. That's another big scenario. They could say his airplane had a malfunction and crash it. I said that there's a good chance they'll kill Biden or drug him up and make him step down. I said that 2 weeks ago. I said that was imminent. I said on the 20th or 21st, they'll be gone. 2 weeks before, nailed it. Nailed it. So I just absorb all this data and then think like the enemy because I've seen them make their moves so many times. I know how they operate. And people say, well, why do they do the same thing over and over again? Because it's been working. So Netanyahu's like, yeah, Iran wants to kill Trump and, you know, we need to deal with them and they're the enemy and we're protecting you. And he's just continuing the talking point. So I don't know what group they're going to use to try to kill Trump next, but you saw the confirmed stand down. You saw him on the roof 26 minutes with the Secret Service 50 feet away. You saw it all. That's not me saying it, even though I said it first. That's Senator Grassley and Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman, and Matt Gaetz, the congressman, and all these Navy SEAL and Green Beret members of Congress and expert snipers. All saying the same thing I'm saying. So that's the good news. People are not naive as they used to be. The problem is, still the public doesn't realize how grave the situation is. The end of the financial global bubble is here. They need to launch a year ago. They're behind. Their global central bank digital currency, they thought they would use COVID to do, but that fell apart. They need to bring in their new unified ledger where your home and everything you've got is pooled as a derivative resource they can then create a new bubble with and have bail-ins to take money directly out of your account. Would you like me to play the last year, the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation board meeting where they say we've got to go ahead and grab people's money and bring in a unified ledger? And the new system's coming in, and we don't know if it'll be next month or next year, but it's got to happen. So we're to the end of the line, folks. Like the Traveling Wilbury song, at the end of the line. In fact, let's go out to break with about a minute of the, 2 minutes of the end of the line, Traveling Wilburys. Because that's where we are. And I intellectually, spiritually, culturally, mathematically, research all this. But it all goes to the gut. And I can't even sleep now. People ask why I'm up all night tweeting and stuff. The urgency is so serious. Like I told you, imminently they're going to try to kill Trump. I said it's imminent a week before they tried to kill him. I said, I'm throwing up. I've got so much anxiety. And when my son was first born, and because of their medical activity and things, had some issues. He's fine probably after that, but he could have died. I had so much anxiety, I threw up a few times. But, I mean, I can count on one hand how many times I've had anxiety to the point that I threw up. But now, the last few months, now it's like 20 times. I mean, I was throwing up Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And that's because my brain was like, I don't want food, and I want you to get everything out of your gut. This is so serious. And my gut was just squeezing me going, this is serious. You got to stop it. Because it's World War III, people. We're at the edge of a cliff. And as a man, I can handle being at the edge of the cliff, but my wife and my children and your children, we're all on the edge of the cliff together, and I want people to awesomely see this and have urgency and realize it. So dangerous. Such a desperate situation. And the elites running things are just way incompetent compared to their predecessors. And notice, everything they do, even in their own evil plans, screws up. And then you extrapolate all that into this, it's going to be just, we're on a current trajectory. Trump will be killed. I'm not speaking into an existence. I'm just telling you, on the current trajectory, Trump is going to get killed. Trump is going to be killed. And we're going to have World War III. That's going to start with Iran and expand into Russia. And I'm talking nuclear World War III. And that's what I really think. And that's what I know. Now, we can have a whole larger discussion about what do we do to stop this. You just call Congress. You heard all those congressmen and women saying, our phones have never had this many calls. The American people saying, we know the deep state did this. We're going to hold the deep state responsible. The Secret Service head. Nobody's been resigning under Obama, under O'Biden. Now she resigned. We had senators chasing her through the halls, screaming at her. That's the attitude we need. Irate, in their face, don't even listen to their gaslighting. We know you tried to kill Trump. We know you're going to do it again and blame Iran and start World War III. And we don't want to not have electricity. We don't want to have war on the streets. We don't want to have a civil war. We don't want, I don't even want to, you know, hang the globalists. I just want to get them out of power. I mean, why did they just put Napoleon Bonaparte on an island twice? Because if they killed him, it turned him into a martyr, and he had a lot of sleeper cells and things and would have caused a big problem. It was smarter to just let him have a little palace on an island with, you know, 1,000 people supporting him. And then later, he only got like 100 or less when he escaped the first time. And maybe they shouldn't have let Napoleon live the first time. My point is, I'm not, vengeance belongs to God. I'm not dreaming about killing people and dreaming about mass trials in Nuremberg too and seeing Hillary and Chucky Schumer, you know, up there. Though they do deserve that. But that turns into a French Revolution real quick. I just want to stop this runaway train over the edge of a cliff for heaven's sake. And there are a lot of people in corporations and government and media that think just like I do. And now all these mainline Republicans are coming out saying we have a global corporate government, a new world order that wants to undermine society and dumb everybody down and play us off against each other, and we have to stop it. Carson was just, Ben Carson on with Tucker. Incredible. I only had time to watch part of it. We got some clips of that coming up. But I do want to talk about the nature of the globalists and what makes them tick and how they operate today, and I also want to get into some of their latest next-level lies. And when you see these next-level lies, you say, well, it's stupid. People know it's a lie. What's the point? Well, there's a method to that madness. So I've put my warnings out. I've explained where we're at. I've explained where this is going. I don't think you need me to even tell you this, but I'm seeing very good signs out of Congress and other talk show hosts and other prominent Republicans, and even a lot of Democrats now are starting to come out and say, okay, you can't just appoint Kamala, and they're saying this has got out of control, and they're on the news. Kamala was never a border czar. She was called the border czar. She called herself the border czar. And then the talking points get leaked. They send out to all the influencers and media, and you notice they all say the exact words because they're reading off of a script. And now we point out that she got on TV and all over the place and bragged that she was personally donating and that people should give money to Black Lives Matter and to this Minnesota group at the George Floyd protest and others to bail out violent looters and robbers and arsonists. And then they come out, CBS, NBC, all of them, and say, she never said that. She never did that. We have a whole bunch of newscasts of her bragging about it at the time and her tweeting it. It'd be like if you tuned into this show right now on TV and I said, I'm wearing a white shirt and we have a red background. You'd say, no, you've got a burgundy shirt on with a green background. And we go, nope, fact checkers have said it's a red background and I'm wearing a white shirt. And by the way, I'm a black man, too. Did you know that? I'm not, but Kamala's not black either. I'm black. Did you know that? I'm actually 100% African. So I'll get to why they do this in a moment. This is behavioral psychology. They're given these talking points. And they just all gaslight you and say, she was never a border czar. She was never a border czar. She never gave money to groups bailing out rioters and looters. What is their point of that? Well, with a certain percentage of the population, just because they hear someone challenge it, they think, well, it must not be as bad as they're saying. But it's also about just training you to be lied to where you just politically give up. Because that's what most people do when the lies get this big and nothing's done and the people tell them the lies. People give up. But it's also the last refuge of people who have a history and a record that is indefensible. They would rather just have the debate about are they liars or not instead of debate the fact that she went down there to build the UN refugee centers and to give the money to the UN groups to bring them in. And Biden said, open the border and turn people loose. And if I win, surge the border. But instead, it's not a debate about her record now. Instead, by them lying, they make it a debate about whether she was even the border czar or not, which makes you spend your time not showing her real record, instead debating whether or not it's true. That is a tactic. And I was reading a psychological warfare manual that was declassified in the 90s about British intelligence when they were putting down uprisings in Kenya in the 50s. And they said, if we go in a town and we kill 2,000 people, I forget the exact number, but we kill thousands, we'll just put a release out first before it breaks that 11 were killed. And they gave it a psychological term. They've got different names for it, different schools of thought. The average person will dial down to the lower number, and when they hear multi-thousand dead, they won't believe it because they saw the first number. So that's basically what they're doing. Instead of playing clips of her saying, nobody's illegal, come here, we need to be wide open, no matter where you are in the world, come to America, same quotes as Biden, they're giving the same scripts, I'm the border czar, I'm in charge. And then now, you don't debate her policies and what she did or play all the clips of her saying that. We instead play clips of her saying, I'm the border czar. Which is discrediting, but it's not as discrediting as understanding they did this. They've got us debating whether she was the border czar or not instead of what they did. See how their brain works? And once you get their tricks, none of it does anything anymore. You just go, okay, they're doing that there, they're doing this here, and you don't get sucked into it. Now, here I am covering it like they want us to, but I'm covering it like I'm a magician that shows you the tricks. Those are my favorite type of magicians. Magicians hate them. But you go see a magic show where they illusionist how they do it. That's really cool. That's interesting. And that's what my job is to respect you and try to show you what they do and just straight shoot you and believe that you're smart and believe you can figure this out. So let's play clip 13, then I'll show you the different tweets and stuff she put out. And again, they're now officially saying she never promoted giving money or gave money. Here it is.
I want to ask you, the Minnesota GOP is holding a press conference this afternoon to criticize you for your support a couple of years ago, before you were the vice president, for something called the Minnesota Freedom Fund that was really set up to help those who were arrested after in the aftermath of the George Floyd riots, help them get out. It's since been sort of morphed into something else and has been used to help people get out who've been accused of many other crimes. Do you have any thoughts about this?
Well, first of all, I am a child of parents who marched for civil rights in the 1960s in America. And I have always been and will always be a supporter of peaceful protests. Many peaceful protests over the history of our country have led to an expansion of rights and an expansion of civil rights. So that's where I stand on peaceful protest. And I think that, unfortunately, what we're seeing is people are playing political games right now. We're 18 days away from midterms. And we have sadly not seen a lack of misinformation and disinformation. And I think this is another one of those examples.
All right, so let me show you her tweets. Despite Trump's claim that 2020 tweet showing support for Harris never donated to Minnesota Freedom Fund. And here is her tweet, still on her X account. If you're able to chip in now to the MNF Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota. The date of that is June 1st, 2020. And Elon Musk said, CBS lies about Trump lying. And I commented, our glorious borders are, must not be, our glorious borders are, must be defended. And I'm just going to call her the borders are from now on because they don't like that. And there's other videos of her defending herself. So this is like a page out of 1984, the mostly peaceful demonstrations. House votes to condemn border czar Harris. Gotta love that. And then here's the talking points that the White House press secretary admits are real. Plus, we know they're real. We saw every leftist commentator on national news, podcasters, influencers for 3 days parrot this. Kamala Harris and the DNC are giving Democrat elected officials, surrogates, and members of the media talking points about Kamala being the border czar. Here's a copy of their talking points. They don't want you to see that their talking points are all scripted. How embarrassing they have to tell people what to say. Kamala needs notes, just like Joe Biden. Vice President Harris was never appointed border czar. There's never been such a position. It doesn't exist. Border czar title, invented by Republicans and press repeats, was not asked to lead on the admin immigration on border enforcement policies. I have a clip of her saying, I was asked to lead it. I lead it. POTUS tasked her to lead diplomatic root causes strategies. Oh, you mean building the... And it just goes on from there. So... This is what they do. This is how they operate. So let's play clip 9. This is Harris talks about what she's done while being in charge of the border. Here it is.
What is that solution? Can you understand the frustration, though, that Americans have about the situation at the border?
I'm in charge, for example, of coordinating a what we call a root causes strategy. What are the causes of people leaving? We have now raised $3.2 billion to help the folks in those countries stay.
Not the border czar. Didn't give money or raise money for rioters. And that group did bail out people that were involved in burning things down, you name it. And they had similar groups she got money for, like in Oregon, in Portland. Here's Peter Ducey bringing it up to the Black Raggedy Ann.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are being handed this card with talking points about the vice president and the border. Do you know who's handing this out?
I have no idea. You probably should ask her campaign.
So the first one says Vice President Harris was never appointed border czar. There's never been such a position. It doesn't exist. Why are Democrats so sensitive about the vice president and the border?
Why are Republicans so sensitive about actually not owning up to them getting in the way of a border deal? Why? Why won't they own up to that? Why won't they own up to the last president told them not to move forward? It was a bipartisan deal on just right there, available to them, and they voted twice against it. Twice against it. Why are they so sensitive to moving forward and actually dealing on an issue that majority of Americans care about, is dealing with what's going on at the border?
Do you think that the border would be less of a talking point now if there was less migration to the border? Say, if somebody had addressed root causes of migration sooner.
Wait, hold on a second. Did you not hear the beginning of my... I know there were a lot of toppers, but one of the toppers, I talked about what we're seeing at the border. It's down by 55%. Not because of Republicans in Congress and what they did. It's because of what this president and this vice president did. He moved forward and took actions to deal with what's going on at the border. Republicans continue to block getting resources to the Border Patrol agents. They continue to block, actually.
That's enough. Everybody knows the facts, at least for this audience, but some of their idiot Democrat supporters who are upset about all the illegals taking the jobs and the crime everywhere. They've introduced, under Biden, three times legislation that legalizes illegal aliens and gives more funding to ICE to be babysitters and bring people in. So it's just more pure 100% lies. And then they have increased some deportations to a couple of countries as a stunt, but it's tiny. So then she talks about those few countries and says, oh, we've cut that in half. Yeah, that's true. And they've literally done that cosmetically. So next level. But remember, at first they said the border wasn't broken the first year and a half. Then they said it was Trump's fault for the next year and a half. And then they're just still saying that today. We're going to start the next hour. Masses of news I haven't gotten to yet. Big developments on the war front, the economy, on the Secret Service whistleblowers, on what was really going on the carbon taxes, on 30% of Democrats wishing Trump was dead. So many clips, so much. I haven't even scratched the surface. Coming up, hour number two. Please remember, this broadcast is funded by you supporting it, and we're still on air thanks to your support. Plus, we've got phenomenal products that are game changers. X2 and X3 are the missing link in most people. Most iodine is bound. This is not. It's atomic. It goes right into your cells. Stamina, libido, energy, immune system. A third of the world's population has iodine deficiency, ladies and gentlemen. It's the secret missing link. Nobody else has iodine like this. X2, X3, and more. Big sale going right now. Nitric Boost, all of it, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, and they can answer your questions and take your orders. InfoWarsStore.com. Then don't forget other amazing products like Next Level Foundational Energy. That there's no other product like it. It isn't a stimulant, but it gives the cells energy. It feels like a stimulant, but no letdown. That's discounted at drjonesnatural.com. drjonesnaturals.com. And there's so many other great products there as well. Please support our sponsor if you want to keep us on air. And we'll be right back with hour number two. Talking about a nuclear end of the line. We don't want that. Please remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the links from Real Alex Jones on X. Follow us there at InfoWars.com/show.
Maybe somewhere down the road away.
It's the end of the line.
You'll think of me and wonder where I am these days.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew, and I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duher here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support, and I humbly ask for your support now. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going, with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's hour number two, masses of news and your phone calls coming up. But first, they're just some good old boys.
Wars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might hit them, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the normal life. Just a good old boy. They wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a true modern day Robin Hood.
Boys and girls, I have a special message for you from the President of the United States.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Brian Guide in our newsroom, and there has been an attempt, as perhaps you know now, on the life of President Kennedy.
The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today.
Psychological warfare operations went into high gear.
In retaliation for this unprovoked attack on the high seas, our forces have struck the bases used by the North Vietnamese patrol craft.
It would allow the president to wage war in Vietnam.
Just run and scare.
In 1976, flight 455, which took off from Venezuela bound for Cuba, suddenly exploded. All 73 passengers and 5 crew members aboard died after the plane crashed near Barbados.
William Colby has been missing since April 27th. His canoe was found washed up on the banks of the Wicomico River April 28th.
He's missing and presumed drowned after an apparent collision.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
That shocks me.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller.
They're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
We have got to fight, Theodore. It's not going to be easy. But I'll assure you this. We can, and we will, and we must prevail.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're taking a one-minute break. We're going to join a lot of radio stations. I'm going to give the number out and take your phone calls.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, there ain't. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man. Left a girl in West Virginia, up there where that green grass grows. Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. I'm a rambling man.
The amazing Waylon Jennings bringing us in live to hour number two.
You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame.
All right, I have a ton of vital news and information to cover, and I want to take several hours of your phone calls coming up here in a few minutes. I'll give out the toll-free number to join us on this live Friday, July 26th transmission. And you're welcome to call in on any subject or any topic. It's open lines. First-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, disagree. But I hope callers call in some about the pre-programming. They're going to try to kill Trump and blame Iran. I mean, this is going down. Just like I said it would weeks before they started saying it, or days before it, and now weeks later, Netanyahu saying it. And it makes me get a knot in the pit of my stomach, because it's going down. They're going to try it. So what do we do to stop it? And what do we do if they carry it out? Trump's making the right moves, though, getting the private security on top of things and not doing big outdoor events, because you can shoot somebody a mile away or further if you know what you're doing. And I can tell you from folks very close to Trump, he's really informed and knows what's going on now. Now, before I go into all this and give out the toll-free number, I want to speak a few minutes about something that I've talked a lot about, but that we really haven't hit on enough. Perhaps haven't made the point strong enough. I saw a piece put out called "We Built This Country" this morning that's 3 minutes long, and I meant to post it on X. Guys, go have Rob do post this on X. And the fellow at the Dilly meme team did a great job with what he said. And I understand he was trying to be populist, so every fifth word is a cuss word. And I get mad sometimes and cuss too, so I'm not judging the person. It's just that it was very thought-provoking, and it's been said by Rush Limbaugh and myself and Alexander de Tocqueville 200 plus years ago, and George Washington 200 plus years ago, and Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln and pretty much everybody else. Paul Harvey. But he did a good job in 3 minutes put it together. I'd sent it to the crew to have it bleeped, but I guess that didn't happen. I get it. They're busy. Too much. I sent them too many clips. Probably sent them 50 clips today. But when we do get a bleeped version, I'm going to play it because we're on radio stations. We have to have that. Plus, a lot of homeschoolers, people listen to the show, so we try to be as family as possible. We apologize when we're not because we're teleprompter free. And I just sometimes tell like it is a little too much. But it just really made me think about the truth of it. And it's not just the establishment. It's the general public that has become domesticated, myself included. And I talk a lot about that. But when you talk about the globalists and the top billionaire families and royalties, the greatest example of that, with Prince Charles, they are completely disconnected from reality. And they're in their own world. Everything's done for them. And they want to make us dependent on them, and they want to make us as dysfunctional and unhappy and screwed up as they are. And they want to replace as many humans as they can with robots and automation and AI because they understand their parasites. And definitely the bureaucracies that have grown up around all this wealth understand that. And they're absolutely, completely, and totally parasitic. So, I'm told we'll have a bleep version of this in a few minutes, because he basically says everything I would say, minus the profanity that would make Red Fox blush. But it really is true. That's why I've been harping on Chuck Schumer, putting out the most perfect tweet to illustrate, where he says, "We've lived generations in high-rises. I've never been in a backyard. And my wife's or my daughter's wife has a house, and we grilled for the first time, and he's got raw hamburger on the grill with a piece of cheese on it." And I know I harp on that, but this is the guy that runs the Senate. And he's so disconnected from reality, he doesn't know how to cook a hamburger, but he knows how to run the policy in your life. And the way he raised his family, he's extincting himself. He's a loser. But what they do know how to do is create narratives and enforce those and destabilize society so that we're all fighting with each other, so these corrupt bureaucrats can do whatever they want. And there's a famous clip, I think it's on YouTube, it used to be, of George Herbert Walker Bush. The headline is, "Vice President Bush Doesn't Know What a Scanner Is." I probably played that in 10 years. See if we can find it. Vice President Bush doesn't know what a grocery store scanner is. And he's getting a tour of a grocery store, and he says, "What's that?" And they go, "Well, of course you know what that is. It's been around 20-plus years. It was in all stores, you know, 20 years before." And he doesn't know what it is. Now, again, imagine these people. So you're under massive inflation. Why do they care? They just print more money for themselves. But think how weak they are. The private central banks, literally run by the Rothschilds, a handful of families, less than 10, have unlimited money. They can create any amount of money they want, and they've created quadrillions, but they keep it all frozen so it's not out in the economy. But when they want to buy a movie studio or buy a company or buy a patent or pay people off, they can, except there are a lot of people that won't take the payoffs. So then they get censored, attacked, lawfared, indicted, put in prison, or assassinated. And that's where morals, and that's where a moral compass comes in that you can't be bought. You can be fooled, and sometimes you are, but as you get older, you learn, you get smarter. So that's really what I'm trying to say to the establishment itself and to the general public. You are incompetent. And everything you do falls apart now. Because if you go back three, four generations ago with the globalist establishment, they were very competent and hardworking. Evil, but competent. You look at who is in charge and in control now, and they're completely disconnected from reality, and everything they do is failing, and you can easily extrapolate out these wars and the civil wars and the things they've got planned to try to keep control. And if you're smart and look at it, there's no way this keeps them in charge. They are their own biggest enemies, is what I'm saying. Let's go ahead and roll the clip of a George Herbert Walker Bush decades after grocery store scanners coming out, not knowing what it is. Again, he's not been to a grocery store in decades because he's an elitist. He doesn't do things like that.
Remember that famous campaign stop where Bush Sr. was discovering, if you will, the wonders of the supermarket scanner? He had never seen one before.
And I know that's a short clip. I saw you guys B-rolling a longer one in better quality. Can we pull that up, please? Because I saw you previewing a nicer, longer clip there. I'd like to see that one, please. Yes.
He marveled at new technology that could read a shredded barcode.
Just like that.
The New York Times said he didn't know how an ordinary checkout counter worked.
Mm-hmm. The story stuck because it fed in with what was being argued by his opponents, both on the far right and on the Democrats, that Bush had lost touch with the American people.
Look at the spin in that video put by the Republicans. He marveled at new technology. That technology had been out for 20 years. It was ubiquitous for at least a decade before that. I mean, I remember being 2.5 years old at Target and asking my mom what that red light was. She says, that's a laser scanner. And so decades later, he doesn't know what that is. AP was there. Bush's bum rap on amazing barcode scanner. I'm surprised they don't have a fact check on Chuck E. Schumer not knowing how to cook a hamburger. So we got a lot of news to cover and you know a lot of angles and things. But this is what it comes down to. We're the producers. We're the builders. We're the people that actually run things. And these parasites don't just hate us and don't just want to poison us and depopulate us and replace us with robots and computers. They don't even think about the second, third, fourth, fifth order of this, releasing all this AI and how obviously it's going to make their system obsolete as well. They're just in a race to try to get the most advanced technology they can against the people, but they don't even have wide-spectrum historical or current understanding of how things work. They just look at bottom line. We inject billions of people with a poison shot that slowly kills them. We'll roll out all these new drugs and things to treat the illnesses we've given them. And they don't even think about what's going to happen when you piss everybody off. Well, they've gotten away with it for so long, they think they're going to get away with it now. But if you look at history and you look at the global awakening, you look at the historians and the real futurists and experts that have been proven dead right with the fourth turning, the people know the globalists are behind this and their popularity is close to zero. And the more they do, the more angry and awake the public gets. And so their answer to that is to get more aggressive and try to suppress the people even more. The tighter you squeeze, the more resistance you create. So all I'm trying to say is, if you really study things, it's not even debatable that the establishment is their own worst enemy and our worst enemy and our cancer. And I just say to all the people serving the system, I mean, Democrats, Republicans are corrupt and bad, but we're replacing a lot of them. At least we have a populist beachhead, and even the globalists and the CIA admit, oh, my God, right-wing groups everywhere, populists don't care what we do to them, how we threaten them. They're destroying our New World Order plan. I mean, at least we're putting up a fight. And a lot of good things are happening. But imagine being a Democrat and knowing they called her border czar and hundreds, hell, thousands of times, thousands of articles every, probably 50,000. I mean, it was just articles every day for 3.5 years. Do you like being lied to like that? Like you're an idiot? Do you like her coming out and saying, oh, you know, I never gave money to groups to bail out rioters. Look, of course you did. It's on record. You promoted it on TV and on X. So I just don't understand the cult-like devotion of people until you realize the average leftist grew up in a high-rise apartment, was immediately put into brainwashing in college, brainwashed in public school, on the internet all the time, in their own little silos, their own bubbles, and they just feel like they're part of a family. They feel like they're part of the intelligentsia. They're part of the smart people, and all the rest of us are these dumb idiots. But I would take a truck driver who's been driving a truck 10 years. They could be brown, white, black, doesn't matter. And I would hire them to be a manager or run things for me forever, before I would hire a leftist. All leftists do is stir up infighting. They do no work except lying. And what they are is dumb, ignorant, weak babies. They have no connection to reality. I used an example yesterday that Vice got caught doing and others have done, where there'll be a cartel shooting in Mexico and they'll go stick full cartridges, unspent rounds, with the cartridge and the bullet and all of it in holes and say, look, there's bullets sticking through holes. I mean, they don't even understand that that's a projectile fired out of the shell casing down the barrel. I mean, they are, you cannot underestimate how disconnected and domesticated they are, and all they're experts on is lying and making people feel guilty and manipulating those of us that have morals, using our conscience with their false operations. And again, fact check, Bush knew what the scanner was. Fact check, Chuckie Schumer just took a photo with raw meat on the grill. He knows how to cook a hamburger. Fact check. No, Vice didn't do that. In fact check, Kamala Harris wasn't the border czar. Fact check, she didn't bail out looters. So we're going to give the toll-free number out to talk about all these big issues and more and where this is going as a society and a civilization. But by the very nature of this entertainment-laden, drugged-up population, not just here but around the world now, we have to be honest and say the industrial world has a lot of conveniences and a lot of neat things about it, but in general, it destroys anything it touches. And we have to ask, can civilization even be saved? Can society be turned around? Well, we have to, or our children have no future. But isn't that why the left doesn't even have children? Because they've given up on the future. They projected that idea onto us, but we have a really good chance of turning this around or surviving what's coming. Can civilization be turned around? Can we turn this around? Can it be survived? Could it be turned around? That's another big question I'll pose to callers if you'd like to comment on it. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Some people can't call toll-free numbers for whatever weird reason on their phone system, so we have 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776, and we'll go to break here in about 6 minutes, and we will come back, and we will take your phone calls, and then I'll intersperse all of this news that I have not gotten into yet. Whistleblower, Secret Service agent stationed on the rooftop where Trump assassination opened fire at abandoned post. Of course he did. Poll finds 30% of Democrats wish Trump had been killed, but they also say it's fake. And that ties into this other Secret Service news. Whistleblower, local police offered Secret Service drones ahead of deadly Trump rally. Secret Service declined. Yeah, every point. They did a perfect job standing down. Perfect job while he paraded around for 26 minutes on top of the roof. And then first when we come back, I've seen the photos and the videos of the different Joe Biden. And we'll pull up some of the side-by-side photos of just Biden the last few years, his face, and the weird chin that looks like it's rubber. Now it moves around. Like, pull up Biden's weird rubber chin where he's on Air Force One, and it's like I don't like to go with these conspiracy theories that, you know, the Beatles are, you know, the John Lennon's still alive or Elvis is still alive or, you know, that I'm Bill Hicks. I mean, there's definitely schizophrenics online that think all that, okay? But with this and that body double, in fact, I forgot to tell the crew, about a year ago, a body double got caught sneaking out the back of the White House to get in a car, and it was that guy. And I forgot to find the clip or send it to you. Type body double caught leaving White House. And it's literally that guy, that face, that fake smile. He's taller than Biden. And presidents have had body doubles for over 100 years. Saddam Hussein had a bunch. So pull all that up, guys. Saddam Hussein's body doubles, too. So I'm kind of planning stuff here on air. I'm kind of producing on air. Like, I want this, I want that. But the new Joe Biden is at least 8 inches, 6.5 to 8 inches taller than he was. We have side-by-sides with him and Jill. And then you've got this other weird one. But there are at least 5 Joe Bidens I've been seeing. And look, eyes don't lie. That's how you can walk into a furniture store and look 60 feet away and see a bowl of what's supposedly fruit. And you can look at it at a distance and tell that's plastic. Even though it looks almost perfect, there's still something about it. Well, this wouldn't even pass as plastic fruit. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. And I posted that, but they've got videos, too, blowing it up. You know what? I'm going to give the crew time to get Saddam's body doubles, some of the other body doubles ready, to get all this blown up, because I'm going to cover this at the start of the next hour. It'll take like 5 minutes. And then we'll continue with calls. But I really want to tee this up properly, and I really want to cover this coming up, because this new video, plus I've got to find the clip. We didn't even play it at the time. I was like, this is too weird. But they confirmed the guy came out of the White House, and it was, he's like walking out at night, and they're going, hey, Joe Biden. He's like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, this is it. They found it. And it's that guy. Yeah, the body language, the you know. So, and again, they're telling you she was never the border czar. They're telling you that Kamala never gave money to the rioters. You know, they just lie about everything. So, of course, they're doing this. My question is Joe Biden even still alive? I don't know. And that's the problem with a tyranny like this. Guys, cue up Pompeo, too, when I do this. CIA director says the CIA teaches you how to lie. So we'll have all that ready, start of the next hour. I'll come back, take phone calls. We're going to break in about a minute. I'm going to say it again because we're running on empty, plus the great products you need. Are you not informed? Are we not fearless? Are we not having huge effect? Plus the great products, just go to drjonesnaturals.com. Get the next level of financial energy, the nano silver products, by the way, they're selling out. The whole food multivitamin is the best you're going to find out there. The great Kava Chill that doesn't make you feel sedated but makes you relaxed. So many great products at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. I want to thank those that have gone there. I want to encourage others. What are you thinking? We need support. I'm asking you, get off the fence, go there, support us, plus their great products, drjonesnaturals.com. And there's separately a big sale going at infowarstore.com, and we might get shut down the next few months. They already tried it, and you know, if they're unable to do this maneuver, in about 2-3 months, we'll be closing our doors, and I'll have to, you know, we'll have a new setup. I'll work with somebody else. We'll be back on air very, very quickly. This could be your last chance to get X2, X3, Nitric Boost, you name it. The new T-shirt that now just got in is going to be shipping out. The Trump bulletproof with that image of him up there putting his fist up. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and support the broadcast. It's very, very important that we be in a good position. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I don't like to be the person that comes up here on air and says the deep state, one of their main scenarios, is to kill Trump, blame Iran, blow up Iran. Iran will then trigger its real sleeper cells in the country. It'll make 9/11 look like a cakewalk. And then it just goes into full war from there, power outages, probably full nuclear war. And I know that's where we're going. I know that's a fact. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not being a fear porn dealer. People know I've got a very good average, 98%. And, you know, I know God's real, but I do love my children. And the little ones especially, you know, like I got a 7-year-old. Or at least she's 7 now, my baby. And she's so sweet. And she's so innocent. She deserves to be protected. My older daughter, oldest daughter, who's 20, is a lead camp counselor at the camp that she's at right now. And she just called me. They only get their phones like an hour a day, the camp counselors. But she FaceTimed me, and I got some screenshots of my 7-year-old daughter that I took while I was talking to her. And she's just so innocent and so good. And these people want to destroy her future and want to confuse her and tell her she's a boy. You know, that goes on with all the kids everywhere. And I think about what they did to Elon Musk's son. And it's just like, where are the men? Where are the women protecting our children? I mean, she's such a sweetheart. Absolute sweetheart. And she faces nuclear war because of these monsters. And I'm supposed to just sit here and be all calm about it, like it's no big deal. Whatever. Here's a screenshot of her. She's putting her head up against my oldest daughter, Charlotte. Look at this photo. Screenshot. I mean, look at that little sweetheart. So good. And innocent. And just wants to have a future. Look at those eyes. And she faces nuclear war because of these psychotics. The sweet Charlotte is my oldest daughter. And they don't have a care in the world. I mean, my older daughter, she knows what's going on in the world. So is my 16-year-old. They're all sweethearts. But still, it's up to the men in this country to be aware of how dangerous the situation is and to do something about it. And the question is, what do we do? Because the deep state's got it set up where we physically go after the bad guys, which they certainly deserve, historically, politically, to the Declaration of Independence. But they've already got that set up to spin it, and they'll stage a bunch of horrible stuff in our name. If we even went after the really bad guys, they would then stage a bunch of horrible stuff and say we did it, so we can't make that move. Don't be violent. Don't be offensive. We have to, in the information war, savage them and destroy them with the truth. And again, the good news is, as negative as this all is, I'm seeing strong signals from Congress, talk show hosts, everybody else, where people are really getting it really, really fast. And if people understand how the New World Order operates and withdraw your support and let them know no matter what they pull, we don't buy it, just like them trying to say Trump didn't get shot, he fell down, there were some firecrackers, and then that one, and then the FBI director said, well, maybe he wasn't shot, nobody bought that. They tried to say Iran's going to kill him, nobody's buying that. Don't listen to a damn thing these people say. I mean, you should listen to them because whatever they say, it's the opposite or something close to that. In fact, I want to play a couple of these clips. Here's a clip of Ben Carson on Tucker yesterday. And Carson's always great and really smart, but very calm. But man, I watched a large part of the interview and I watched some clips. He's really good when he gets to go long form. And one clip, he explains the intentionality. The evidence leans towards them trying to kill Trump, not just extreme criminal negligence. And then he also gets into global government and the educational system, what they've done to the children. Let's play both these clips back to back, and then I'll go to your phone calls.
They call it the swamp, but Kenny and I call it the cesspool, because the swamp at least has some good things in it.
Yeah, it does. No, it's true.
It's pretty bad, and it's going to require a lot of work to get us back to a point of trustworthiness in the government. And I think that's the reason that the swamp or the cesspool is so frightened of Donald Trump, because he's not a creature that was born there, that was raised there, that accepts and understands their ways. And, you can't have a disruptor like that to come into your home and to disrupt it. And that's what they're afraid of. And that's why they will do anything to keep him out of the White House.
Well, including shooting him.
Including shooting him.
What do you make of that? I mean, you're in the cabinet. You had Secret Service protection. You've been around this a lot. How could that have happened?
Well, it would require the grossest incompetence and negligence that anyone can imagine, or some intentionality. It's hard to explain it any other way. We have to recognize that we're being manipulated. And this goes back a long way. There have always been people who have not been happy with the United States and with the way that we do things. And you can go all the way back to 1963 and look at the congressional record, January the 10th, 1963. Congressman Herlong of Florida read into the record the 45 goals of communism in America and how they plan to fundamentally change our society. It was derived from a book called The Naked Communist by W. Cleon Skousen, who was a CIA agent and had done a lot of study on communism and its effect. And you look at those 45 goals, it was things like gaining control of the public school system and the teacher unions so that you could indoctrinate the kids, gaining control of the news media and Hollywood so that you could manipulate the opinions of people, denigrating the role of the family, denigrating the role of the church, getting into the churches and changing the real gospel to the social gospel, making sexual perversion normal, natural, and healthy. I mean, just right down the line, all the things. And they're the things that are happening in our society right now. And we, the American people, are the pawns who are being manipulated. And it's one of the reasons that Khrushchev was so confident when he talked to Eisenhower and said that your grandchildren's children will live under our system. We won't have to fight a war. Because we think we won the Cold War, but they had a much better plan on how to actually change us, and we're falling for it. And we, the American people, have got to wake up before it's too late, and we've got to understand that part of the goal to overcome us is to divide us on the basis of race, age, income, gender, political affiliation, religion.
Yeah.
Because a house divided against itself cannot stand. Jesus said it. Abraham Lincoln reiterated it. And it's absolutely true. And you look and you see what's happening to our society. You know, we are neighbors and friends and co-workers and colleagues. We are not enemies. And look at the first letter of each of those words. We are not enemies. W-A-N-E, wane. We've allowed hatred and division to wax for a long time. Now it's time to let it wane and come together once again. It's okay to disagree about things. It doesn't make someone your enemy. Just because they have a different yard sign or a different opinion, it doesn't change the fact that that's your neighbor. And you think about the early days in our country when you had communities, sometimes of 50 or 100 families. They came from different areas of the world. In many cases, they could barely talk to each other because they spoke different languages. But they understood a concept called the common good. That's language that you see in much of the writings of our founders, the common good, what's good for all of us, not what's good for the Polish section or the German section or the African section, but what's good for everybody. And that was one of the things that made the difference. You know, if it was harvest time and Mr. Johnson broke his leg, everybody else harvested his crops. They didn't say, are you a Democrat or a Republican? What's your religion? No, they said, you're my neighbor and you need help. That was one of the real strengths of our nation. And we're allowing that to be destroyed. We're being manipulated. And one of the reasons I believe that that's happening is because we are the major obstacle to one world government and one world domination. But we cannot be overcome militarily. So you have to overcome us by destroying us from within.
I like J.D. Vance, but whew, he'd have made a good vice president. Like, he's the opposite in his delivery than mine, but he knows what he's talking about. Like, so, notice what Carson just said, because, you know, he grew up poor and he grew up in an agricultural area and, you know, all the rest of it. The first time I ever heard the N-word was when I was like a teenager on a trip to New York. I'm not putting down New York or anything, but people think of the South. People run around saying the N-word everywhere. In my family, that was a trashy thing that low-class people did. And I just knew that's what low-class people did. And in East Texas, where my dad's from, there was rich white people, poor white people, well-to-do black people, poor black people, but everybody was just knew each other and worked together and got along and helped each other. And I never heard anything about bad about the black people. Except as I got older and traveled to some of the towns and learned, there was kind of like gangs of kind of KKK type folks that just didn't like anybody. Even if you were from around there, they didn't like you because you weren't in their club. And most people just laughed at them. But it did exist. It was there, but didn't have any power. And so you got people that live up in New York City. They actually think, again, this is like Chuck E. Schumer can't cook a hamburger. They think, like, they laugh. It's a big joke in, like, New York and New Jersey and Illinois and places. I hear people, you know, oh, you're from Texas. You ride horses to work. Stuff like that. Yeah, we also got NASA and everything else. But there's an extrapolation of that where they go further and they go, there's great people, by the way, up on the Northeast. Great people. I'm not saying they're all like that. I'm saying liberals particularly. They're like, oh, yeah, black people. You down there eating fried chicken with them? And I'm like, yeah, they're going to fight me over it. Like, see, because Southerners at the end of the Civil War did move to the North and bring their food. But the black people did. And so Northerners thought chicken fried steak and collard greens and black eyed peas and mashed potatoes and gravy was a black thing. It's a Southern thing. But you hear the left always make jokes like, Bill Clinton's in trouble. He was in Atlanta, and he had and I don't like Bill Clinton, but it was like 8 years ago. He goes, Bill Clinton at his meeting with black leaders served fried chicken and sweet potatoes. Well, Bill Clinton's from Arkansas. That's what you eat in the South. He didn't serve it to them because they were black. It's what he wanted to eat. It's so crazy that the Northerners that are rich don't know how to cook a hamburger because they're so domesticated, and then they think chicken fried chicken is a black thing. Have you ever ate fried chicken? You eat it, it's going to be your thing. So, but I'm just saying, the left are like space aliens, people. I mean, they are. I know I've already been harping on it, but they are so weird. They are so crazy. And I went on that riff with Carson explaining how it works in the country. When somebody needs help, you give them help, no matter what their political affiliation is. That's a side issue. And we've got to get back to that. And they're getting me hungry now. Collard greens. It's black-eyed peas. Oh, my stomach is now growling. Oh, that looks so good. Mm. Yeah, that's the famous thing where Bill Clinton got in trouble. Serving black people fried chicken. But imagine, nothing against people in California and up north. They think that's like really weird. Like, that's black food. Why would you give the people their black food? Actually, if it was just black food, wouldn't that be nice to actually give? I can't believe I'm defending Bill Clinton. Actually give them what they like? But Bill Clinton didn't even think about it because that's what he grew up eating in Little Rock and Hot Springs. I can't handle it anymore. I really can't. I mean, this is insane. Now on collard greens. Will you guys go to Hoover's? And seriously, that is a soul food place, so actually, you know. But it's the same thing as Southern cooking. It's the same damn thing. All right, I've just spent time on Southern cooking, and now my stomach is growling. But seriously, I challenge anybody in the North, come to Austin, go to a place that's known for good chicken fried steak, and get a chicken fried steak, and tell me you're not hooked. Just tell me you're not. Because the only thing better than a fried piece of chicken is a fried piece of red meat. Or now I'm actually drooling. Of course, fried pork chops are pretty damn good, too. But now I'm a beef guy. And again, you don't take a regular steak and fry it, folks. They take a piece of hammered steak, thin steak. It's kind of like a schnitzel. Like the Germans have pork schnitzel and chicken schnitzel mainly. Okay, now I'm really starting to get hungry. I'm going to stop now. Now the show has turned into a food program. It would be much more happy show. Let's have a cooking show. And I will cook you chicken fried steak, collard greens, mashed potatoes, and sweet potatoes. I guess in the North you call them yams. But anyways, I will say this though. I've gone and sold kitchens in like New York and places, thinking, oh, I want to eat some Southern food, and it's not as good. Now the black Southern cooking places in Texas are the best you're going to get. But the black people up north, the places I've gone, I've been to a lot of them. They must have just picked up the menu and thought it was cool because they ain't cooking it. And then you get into chitlins. And I'm not really a fan of it, but when I was a kid, I ate some of them. I've eaten pickled pig's feet. Yes, I have. And then it's not that good. All right, so not everything down here in the South's good. I'm just saying. Okay. Now that we're into redneck land, play the one-minute promo on the good old boys. I need to reset my brain. I'm going right to your calls, and I apologize. All this World War III talk's got me, like, thinking about fishing and hunting and frying chickens. Here it is.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more. Just a good old boy, wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
Ton of really hardcore news to hit, but I'm going to take your calls right through to the end of the next hour. Hell, I'll probably take some of the guest host fourth hour. We're going to get to all of you. I really appreciate Jason and Nick and William and Randy and Jake and Mark and Emmerich and Bruce and Sean and Austin and Jeff and everybody holding. We're talking about all these huge issues. Who ordered the assassination? That is the big question. Jason in New Mexico, thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to believe that we're under the continuity of government. And the reason I say that is because right before the Trump assassination, they had the 75th NATO anniversary summit. And I believe that that's where the call came down to assassinate him. And you could look at all the other attempts of other leaders around the world. Let's not forget that Abe from Japan was assassinated a few years ago as well. And Cheeto said something while she was being interrogated, and she mentioned that she had to, they gave these orders so that they can maintain their continuity of government. And us being under COG is the reason why I think that, you know, the left is going crazy saying that we're MAGA domestic terrorists. And we all know that J6 was unconstitutionally conducted. But one more point that I want to highlight is, remember when after Russia went over into Ukraine, they sent a bunch of Ukrainians over here, and some of them were military aged men. We know that they have the Azov youth and the Azov battalion. Well, I wonder if Crooks, since he has no real history, could have been part of that importation of the Ukrainians.
Wow, we need to give you a show. I should have gone to the antecedent of this, the root of it, and that is the COG. That's how the globalists claim they legally have power, continuity of government. That's what they're talking about. She did talk about that, and absolutely, we've warned they could use Azov Battalion recruits to kill Trump. You are dead on with that. And he, by the way, his post on Gabber confirmed the FBI subpoenaed it. He was supporting Ukraine and supporting all this stuff. That's a great point.
We have a lot of no names and no faces in this country. It's even like when Obama imported a bunch of Iranians, you know, when he was in office, people forget about that. But I wonder, what are we going to do as Americans, seeing that we can see that they're saying, hey, Kamala Harris was never labeled the border czar. It's like, no, we know that. We have you liars on tape. So what are we going to do to not just expose them, but criminally charge some of these people? Because at this point, it definitely is RICO. You're using the media to spin the truth of forget a narrative. You have taken over the country, and it's kind of like your case, Mr. Jones. All of that was illegal. But under continuity of government, there is no constitution.
Hey, 6 weeks ago, and it later came out in court, the CRO and the U.S. trustee of the Justice Department were ordered to shut us down and admitted it outside of law, and the federal judge blocked them. But imagine exactly how, and that's why I knew they were going for Trump then. It wasn't about me. They wanted us off air ahead of this. Crazy.
Exactly. And that's pretty much all I have. And God bless you. God bless the crew. And I'm continuously praying for you all and all the listeners. Let's just come together and not be divided, because it's the old eight answers of war, divide and conquer. So we have to say, who's trying to conquer us? I would like to say it's NATO. And even think about the election, 2020 election. Milley's a NATO general. Think about the abysmal pullout of Afghanistan. Well, we was over there supporting NATO. And then look at what they want to do. You want to make Ukraine part of NATO, knowing that that's Putin's red line? I'm tired of being their pawns. Once again, thank you and God bless you all.
God bless you. Great point.
1776 worldwide.
Absolutely. 1776 worldwide. Exactly. I remember 6 years ago, they had a Wall Street Journal article about how it was about to get censored and how it was a test case. They admitted it. They said the meeting to do it was at NATO in Germany. I think they said Frankfurt. And again, you're like, well, does NATO run it? No, our government moves it to an international spy agency without congressional oversight to commit their crimes. So the U.S. government, the criminals in it, moved over there and is now using that to attack us, just like they used Crossfire Hurricane on Trump. Smart callers. That's why I got to shut up and take them. Let's do one more before we go to break. William in Arkansas, you're on the air. Turning America around. Go ahead.
You mentioned it, Selfless Self-Sacrifice. There's a great movie, two of them. One, For Whom the Bell Tolls. It's a Ernest Hemingway poem. I won't quote it, but I can. The other one is To End All Wars. It's a Kiefer Sutherland movie, another great movie about selfless self-sacrifice. But any nation that has ever been built comes from that. Any parent that goes to work every day for, you know, minimal subsistence living knows about sacrifice. The gentleman before me was excellent. There are so many truths out there that are worth standing and fighting for, but where are we? Are we just going to watch and look? And I don't mean fight with violence. That's the last thing you want to do. Our forefathers knew that prudent men, you know, took a few abuses, but we're getting to that point where the abuses and the lies are so blatant. One other thing I want to say about...
Hold on. I'm not going to hang up on you. Let me go to break. I'll come back to you in 2 minutes. I want you to finish and take your time. I would be a liar if I didn't say we're already in the house of war. They've done plenty for us to get violent. The problem is they're so sophisticated, they'll spin it, and we're winning politically. We don't want to do it. But they already tried to kill Trump because they're desperate. They've gone to violence. They want to go to violence. But what you're saying is true, and I'll come back to you. They're probably going to push us into it. So once we're in it, like, you're not looking for a fight, but somebody punches you in the nose. All right, well, you wanted a fight, you got one. So, yeah, it's... And that's been hard for me to be shifting from trying to stop this to now spending part of my time thinking just about my defense. And the best defense is an offense. We'll be right back.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane. when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I know what needs to be done. And I was sitting here during the last two-minute break thinking about how we stop this, and I know the answer. And I'm going to talk about it coming up. A little bit later in the hour, I'm going to write a note. I'm going to do it. And that's why they want me off the air. So they know I've got their number. They know our callers have their number. What amazing callers. So, William got cut off by the break. You were getting into where we are right now and what's unfolding. Please continue.
Where we are is it's kind of like take our silver or take our lead. I don't know what the right thing is to do. I see a lot of wrong things being done. I don't have all the answers. I spent a lot of time in the military, some security, as an infantry medic. And I've had also dignitary protection training. The first thing I ask myself is, where's the ambulance? You got a crowd of thousands of people on a hot day, and you don't have anything there, even for old people that might run out of O2 in their bottle or get a little heat exhaustion. I've got as much training or more, and even if not, would have done a little better job than what I saw as a security detail. That whole thing was a blunder. And for my fellow citizen to expect me to accept that is unreal. I'm very frustrated. I'm not blind. I've lived on both sides of the law. I spent 23 years in the military, some of the best cops that I know in Texas. Very high-ranking individuals. Do we got to start naming names, pointing fingers, gentlemen? You know I will. They know I'm. They know, like you, they're listening because I'm an a-hole. Right? I'm an American infantry soldier. I'm not a murderer. I'm not a killer. You know, I'm a Christian infantry soldier medic. I'm not going to fight for a new world order military-industrial complex, and I made that clear a long time ago. In the military, formally, informally, you know, I don't want to get started and fired up like Jones because you talk about Clinton. I live up here in Arkansas. I live in the grapevine of that. I've lived on both sides of the track. You talk about Hot Springs. No, it was Amity he grew up in, and he was buddies with a fellow named Buddy Bean, right? You want to get into some detail, right? The Houston, the Barbara, and the Zapata. They were vessels that were acquired by George Bush for the Bay of Pigs. Well, we know the Houston and the Barbara. Well, the Zapata was a drilling company at the corner of Sheldon and De Zavala over in Channelview, Texas. I used to work next door. That's how they first started getting their drugs coming in this country. The hands that worked there were doing it, right? And management found out and said, whoa, y'all been getting away with this for a while. Huh. Well, then they started. You know, I mean, I know the streets, gentlemen, and it just chaps my rear end to have to sit and watch my nation be destroyed because a bunch of pencil pushers that don't know anything want to run everything. A bunch of micromanaging nannies, right? It's just unreal. If it was Pelosi, as a soldier, as a Secret Service, I would have thrown myself in protection of that woman, and she should be in jail. But anybody in that position as a soldier, you learn that that position is more important than your life. You know, You take that man's life or anybody's life in that position of presidency or something, and you create such a power vacuum that it undermines everything this nation stands for or could stand for, and you don't know what's going to happen. And so for my fellow countrymen to sit by and profiteer off the death and the destruction of my fellow soldiers through war profiteering every day on Wall Street, right, it's just enough to send you overboard. But
no, it is, brother. Well, the good news is, and the bad news is, it's all come to a head, and so we're not going to wait much longer. And the decision about the future of this country and the world's happening now, and they plan to kill Trump and blame Iran and go to World War III. Thank you so much for the call. Great points. Randy and others, back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and at Infowars.com/show. And make no mistake, they killed Trump. They're coming for everybody else afterwards.
I want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're living in a paradox. Again, 6 weeks ago, I'm on record saying it hundreds of times. When they sent in feds outside of court order to shut this place down, and I stood in their way with my crew, and the crew didn't know if I was right, but they stood with me. I said, this is not about me. Laura Logan came on 2 days into it. I told her dozens of times, I said, they're coming for Trump. They're going to try to kill him. As the airplane landed in Northern California for me to cover Bohemian Grove 2 weeks ago, she texted me and said, you were right. They tried to kill Trump. It's not about being right. It's that I know the enemy plan. So this is what I want to say right now. Then I'm going to go back to your calls. And I'll get into Biden and his body doubles and the rest of it and so much more and big developments that have happened since I was on break. Trump has to, like the last caller said, name names. And he has to go for broke in the information war to get the enemy off balance, because what they're not expecting is for us to be on offense informationally. I don't want to react and be proven right by my prediction coming true, and you're in some bunker starving to death, and Jones said it was true. They'd kill Trump and go bomb Iran. You're going to watch it happen, or the other scenarios. So as sure as the sun came up this morning and as sure as it's going to set tonight, this is the trajectory we're on unless we change it. Like I said, you got your GPS, you drive into Arizona, you're 50 miles away from Grand Canyon, and you set the GPS to go off the edge of a cliff, and now you're a mile away. If you don't stop the car or change the GPS, you just let you go on that route, you're going over the edge of a cliff. We're now 100 feet from the Grand Canyon cliff. And so I told Trump, don't do outdoor rallies. You should be in a bunker. The deep state, their only move is to kill you. It's guaranteed. They're coming for you. Blow your airplane up, you name it. But you can't just hide. He's got to go on the air with emergency reports and guests like a podcast with Tucker Carlson and Carson and everybody else constantly on air there. You'll have hundreds of millions of views a day, billions. Elon Musk will repost it, everything. I bet Trump starts doing that. It'll build up to like a billion viewers a day. He'll have the whole world watching. Instead, he's going with his previous plan to get around censorship. He's not being censored now because he's so focused on he overrides it. So Trump has to come out and not just attack the Secret Service director or the FBI director or the deep state. He's got to talk about Kennedy being killed and America and the history. And we know there was a stand down and how they, all the things they did to him and did to Americans and the persecution, and how the next thing on the trajectory, as we've been saying for months, it happened, is an assassination attempt. And now we say they'll try to kill him again or kill him and blame Iran. And now they're all over the news saying that. It's so easy to see. We have the damn blueprint. But Trump has a better people around him. The wimps have been kicked out, but still he's got other folks that are smart, but are still in the system and aren't that sophisticated. And by that, I mean, they're not that jaded. They don't know what they're really up against. They're naive still. They're not bad. They're naive. He's got basically nothing but good people around him now. But probably I talked to top Trump people, and they all know this. They go, yeah, we briefed the president on that. We agree. We hope he listens, and now he is. He has to just come right out with fireside chats and not say stuff like, I took a bullet for democracy, little cutesy lines. He's got to level his political guns right at the enemy and say, if anything happens to me, this is his responsible. And let them scream. Let them yell. Let them say it's irresponsible. Everybody wants the truth. They know the truth. Guaranteed Trump gets even more successful and powerful. You've got to do what I've done. And we've been an example to other people. It wasn't about how good I was or how tough I was. I knew this was coming, and I knew courage was contagious, and I believe in you, and I knew that if I was hardcore and said the stuff everybody else was scared to say, but was true, as it came true, my credibility would go way up. And I've said this for decades. I didn't just say this now, it's all there. Like, oh, it's easy to say this now. No, I said it decades ago. That I would make these predictions, they would come true, people wouldn't stop it, but then as that more came true, they would then listen, and at the key juncture, when the main enemy attack was coming, finally enough people would listen to where we could stop it before it happens. So the question is, will we be sitting here in a few months when my predictions have come true and the internet's cut off and we're in nuclear war? Or will we get together and expose this and stop this? But when you're up against an evil enemy and you're up against pure evil and you're up against diabolical individuals and groups, you can't eat around the edges. You can't play games with this. You've got to say where you are, and you've got to lay it all out and say this is the choice. See, they're all about their false narratives. How about the real narrative of their selecting who their presidential nominee is? Totally illegal. They admit in the news, well, it's not constitutional, but it's going to happen. And the more the tyrants get in trouble, the more due process is not going to be followed. The more the law isn't going to be followed, because it's called tyranny. It's called civil emergency. It's called COG, continuity of government, as the earlier caller said. So that's it. If Trump plays around with this and doesn't respond to an assassination attempt and a stand down and the deep state by groups that said they want him dead, who are now saying, oh, once he's dead, we're going to blow up Iran. If he doesn't hit them with the most powerful truth he's got, he's a dead man. And then once they kill Trump, they're going to hit Iran in one scenario, and I think that's the main one. Or they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on Trump supporters, or both. And then it's all the next level then. But I'll tell the big tech heads and the CIA guys and all those people think they can manage this, you'll never get out of this. And neither will I. So if you want to be involved in mutually assured destruction, all right, I'm ready, spiritually. I've already committed myself to God, into God's hands. Every day I'm still alive, I see his pure gravy, and I consider myself dead already. I'll never commit suicide. Let's be clear about that. I want to live to be 150. But I'm telling you, I've already done the process completely of my life's over. I've already gone through in the last 2 weeks. You saw me those first few days. They're like, what's wrong with Jones? Is he drunk? No. Most of those shows, some of the late night interviews, I was drinking some, but I mean, you know, I was freaked out. But no, I wasn't drinking on those shows. I was literally having, I mean, it was just like, I was, okay, this is it. And not even fear. It wasn't fear about this. It was that it's so ridiculous we let these globalists blow the planet up. It's like the end of Planet of the Apes with my amazing, you know, iconic friend, Charlton Heston. Care less about Hollywood, but man, I love knowing Tucker Carlson. What a real guy. What a hero. I love knowing, Chuck Heston. Cause I love knowing, Ted Nugent. Cause he's great in public, but even better behind the scenes. Just, I love real people. Cause they remind me of my family. But I've literally had to go through the mental processes here. Cause let me tell you something. Trump's a combat veteran, and so are you. You were in a biological weapons attack. You've in the last 4 years have been under a psychological warfare attack. We're in a war zone, people. And I know that. And I know now we're to the next point of total escalation, and I've had to go through that process now of when you go on a suicide mission, which means you've got a 50-50 chance of returning. And I've had to mentally gauge my life, my family, who I am, make the decision. I can instantly sell out like that. Cannot do it. Physically cannot. Spiritually, it's impossible. But still, there's a weird shadow of guilt for putting my family in this position. But then I realize that's short term. They're in a much worse position if I don't make the right decision now. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm doing the right thing. The only choice I've got is full commitment against these people. And then I feel sorry for their minions, who are so disconnected from the real world. When we defeat these people, it won't be a victory. It'll just be survival. You understand? I have no pleasure in what's going to happen to these people. I mean, they're all either going to surrender and be put into purgatory politically, or they will be destroyed. And the level of hatred for the globalists everywhere is so intense. I mean, I've been to Kauai like 6 times in my life. And the last 2 times I was there, so beautiful. I met with the head, you know, the real, you know, they don't have it officially anymore, but the head chief of the Hawaiians, all the people. And grocery stores everywhere, it didn't matter where I went, the Hawaiians, but also the white people and everybody else are just like, first thing we're doing, this all goes down, is going to Zuckerberg's house. And I'm like, I'm not even joining in on it. And I'm sitting there drinking beer on the beach, on the edge of the mountains, in the Royal Hawaiian Preserve, and they're just literally sitting there talking about Zuckerberg and biding their time. And that's everywhere, folks, everywhere. The people know who Dr. Frankenstein is. They know who made the monster. They know where the castle is. They know who the bad guys are. And these dumb bastards think they're going to make it through this. I'm going to tell the globalists right now, surrender or do one better. Join us like Elon Musk and you'll be a hero. I will tell you again what they told the Afghanis, the evil CIA. You can be given a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs. And I'm not threatening bombs. You have set into motion what will destroy you. You have triggered all of this, not us. So you live in your little bubble. Your little nerd bubble where you think everybody's just some button you push. Meanwhile, the real world's all around you, sonny boy. And the real world don't like you one bit. The public hates you. And I'm not singling Zuckerberg out. He's just a microcosm of this. He's on the edge of oblivion. And he's starting to move the right way. Like, oh, Trump's a hero. I like Trump now. Oh, are you all in to steal the election again? Bill Gates. He's a rapist. He wants to rape your freedom, rape your body, rape your life. You think when there's a nuclear war. What's the first thing you think of with Bill Gates? Think with all his private security, people around him, once there's a nuclear war and there's no more civilization. What do you think is going to happen to Bill Gates in about 5 minutes? Bill Gates' head is going to be on the end of a stick. And I'm not going to be the one doing it. I'm not calling for violence against him. But this establishment has tried to convince themselves they're going to win this fight. And your operation got blown. We exposed you before your launch. You're done. You can give up. Or you can destroy us all along with yourself. And you're in the driver's seat. You're the know-it-all geniuses that would have, like, reporters in and go, look, I could jump over a chair like a retarded person or something. It's just like this is the thing. In Revelation, it talks about at the end of Revelation, after the thousand-year reign of Christ, and then the devil's let out for a short time again, how for 1,000 years, Satan is in a cage. And people come and look at Satan, and they say, that's who conquered us? That did this? That's what ruled us? You're over. You're beaten. The only question is, have you figured it out yet? All right, let's go back to phone calls. I appreciate you holding. Then I'll do the thing on Biden and a lot more. And then there's stuff like this. I got like 20 articles that are all bombshell. Infowars.com. Trump rips FBI director claim he wasn't shot. Exactly. Trump's got to just eviscerate these people. He's got the will, the momentum, the truth on his side. He's got to have them totally on their heels. But if they expect they're still intimidating conservatives to be scared of what we say because the media will attack us, little newsflash. You want to be attacked by the corporate media. They're hated. They're a joke. They are the plague. All right, let's go to your calls. I appreciate you holding. Randy in Texas, welcome. Saving America. Go ahead.
You asked earlier, you know, which way humanity is going and can humanity be saved? You know, it's kind of a catch-22. I'm 50-50 because I see it one of two ways. It's like, you know, we're headed down this really bad path, and it's, you know, I was born in the mid-80s, but raised up just like, you know, went to work, you know, went to school, football practice afterwards, went to church on Sundays, you know, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, all that stuff. And, you know, the value of a dollar, just real Americana, you know, humanity type stuff. And all I see, it's like you say, you know, and it doesn't matter whether it's teenagers or adults. All I see is just you go out, you know, like you say, people, family at a restaurant, that no one's talking to each other. They're all on cell phones, always on the internet. Everything is done, you know, via computer. We have totally given up every single aspect of being a human. And it frustrates the hell out of me to know this. I'll be 39 years old next month. So growing up as a kid, teenager, you know, we have a cell phone glued to our hands like 3-year-olds do nowadays. I mean, it's just unreal stuff to me. And honestly, deep down, a level of me, and you may disagree with this, and it's not a knot. I hope it doesn't happen, but if it does, so be it. Part of me wishes they would just kill the internet grid, truly. And yeah, there would be, and I would go through a hard time even myself with it, and, you know, maybe even melt a little bit, but I would sure as heck be better off than a lot of these people out there.
Well, you're right. They're only going to partially kill it for a while to get control and then lock everybody in their houses and force you on the internet. That's their plan.
Yeah. Well, not me. I guess I'll go out a different way then, but I don't know. Everything's done on the internet. I mean, there's a lot of good and stuff. Don't get me wrong, but everything.
But it's an enemy. It's an enemy run system.
That's exactly right.
It's the devil's territory.
Yes, sir. But I wanted to say that, and, you know, everyone just limit your kids' use of cell phone usage. Heck, limit your own. And it's like, you know, you really led me to to get back, you know, to knowing and reading the Bible and praying this year more than I probably have in the past decade. And, you know, I've had my own struggles in life, up and down, as we all do. It's just part of being a human, not going into any details. But, Alex, I mean, when I found you in, you know, 2015, I had no clue about the way the world works. And honestly, me and my wife, we support you. We buy your products. I love you to death. And I hope InfoWars stays on the air forever, and I'll keep contributing my last dollar to you, you know, as long as you're on there.
Well, Randy, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, look, a quick 60-second on InfoWars. Obviously, all the stuff you saw in the news wasn't true. The HBO show's all fake. It's all lies. All of it's literally pure crap. They tried to shut us down 6 weeks ago. They admitted they tried to shut us down. First, they denied it. And then they said, oh, he'll be shut down, and then the judge blocked it. But we're in liquidation. That means if the court does it, and they say they are, the assets will be put up for sale. And the question is, will bad guys try to come in and buy it, and then it's just gone, and I just go set up another operation, work for somebody? Or are they, or do we get a good buyer? And that's it. But we need to be able to sell the product we've got so that it's a little bit profitable so a buyer gets it. And we also need to be able to have sponsors that are supported that'll follow us wherever we go. So that's what it comes down to, drjonesnaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and it's a very simple equation. But I loved once they published my real finances. Most money I ever had in the bank was like $5 million when I sold a house. You know, I never did all this for the money, and I put all that money in here to keep this operation going, which it's fine. If I could just have extra money and a couple of things, that's fine. But I tell you what, I like living in a smaller house, and I don't need that stuff. I didn't have that. I had that stuff as chips in the fight. The little bit of land I had and that stuff was just chips. I never even went there. And I literally, you know, have been a good steward. But to me, it's about the mission. But their big lie that I had $400 million and all that was just all made up to make you think, don't support Alex Jones. He doesn't need support. And when it came down to the wire, they told the judge weeks ago in court, they said, we don't want money. We want him closed. The judge says, well, that's not constitutional. So there's a lot going on. We're hard to kill like Trump. It's all in God's hand. Pray for the broadcast. And I'm going to go to Bruce in California. We're going to move quick now. Bruce, sorry for making you hold. Go ahead.
Okay, hard to follow everybody. I bet every caller loves a big plate of fried chicken, because I sure do too. Okay.
Well, that's racist according to liberals. So.
Well, that's all right. We'll still have some fried chicken. I don't care who it is with, but
exactly.
We'll do that. Quickly, California, I'm in the belly of the beast. You're in Austin. You understand it. Maybe not as much as we do. But
I'm getting a good taste of it, and it tastes like shit.
Well, anyway, this man, you ask what the men are doing? This man, a 65-year-old retired man, is going to a city council meeting and speaking and to the planning commission meetings as well. I've been doing this for 5 years. And what's important, in spite of all this other stuff going on, needs to be addressed, and you're addressing it. I get it.
Is Agenda 2030 and the globals taking over locally?
They're trying to take over locally. They can't do it. They're failing. They're crumbling right here in Southeast LA. I'm watching it in three cities. So what we need to do is start going to the planning commission also and talking about ESGs, DSGs, 15-minute cities, smart cities. You have an article on your website today that I've already sent out to 8 different links of it. And I brought it up about 3-4 years ago, which was never discussed before. Never, ever discussed before. Now I think people are waking up, and I think you saw a little of that out here in California when you visited last time.
Oh, I got 99% love. I had one guy tell me I ought to be ashamed of myself, and I laughed at him getting on the airplane back to Austin, and literally 3 people hugged me right when he did it. They said, we love you, and the guy started crying.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Alex, these people couldn't even fix a flat bicycle tire if they had to. But the point
also, hold on, I'm not going to hang up on you. Stay there. I got to go to break. Come back, because I read your mind. Yeah, the whole globalist attack is at local governments. But we still have the Constitution, and we have people power. It's so easy to beat them. I read his mind. Yeah, the real fight's at the school boards, the county commissions, the planning commissions. That's where the fight is. And if we just go speak up, run for office, take those over. It's game over, New World Order. We'll be right back with our caller, Bruce. Stay with us. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWarsMD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. I'm like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Out here in the fields, crank it up. I fight for my meals. I put my back into my living. People like Schumer can't even cook a hamburger. Feel sorry for him, actually.
Out here in the
I just had real parents. They were around real people. They get addicted like I am. Authenticity. Being genuine. That's all I wanted to put on my tombstone is a defender of humanity. The genuine article, Alex Jones. I'm already forgiven by Christ. The globalists want you to go to them and follow their rules, and they'll forgive you. They'll tell you you're okay. They'll be your priest. They'll be your leader. Now, my priest is Jesus Christ. He brought me to his Father. He is my priest. Yeah, I briefly told the story, and we were getting on at the end of the plane in San Francisco, about to fly back from Cover Bohemian Grove, and I hadn't been, you know, I mean, literally every few months, maybe one person says something mean to me. I've gone about a year without it. Now it's happened 3 or 4 times. I think the HBO documentary's done that, but I'll shake like 500 hands before I get attacked once, maybe 1,000. So I'd probably shook, let's not exaggerate, 100 hands in the airport. And my wife had to go to the bathroom, so we're at the very end of the plane with like 5 or 6 other people about to get on. And I've got my daughter with me. Rob Dew was there. I didn't have my camera out, obviously. I was expecting it. And a guy in a UT shirt walks over, probably a 60-year-old white guy. He goes, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself, what you did to those children. You're a horrible person. Aren't you ashamed of yourself?" And I said, "I love you." He started calling me names and stuff, and I said, "I love the fact that people that love evil hate me." And I said, "Just like the Nazis, you don't realize you're the bad guy." And he was like, and by then the ticket clerks, because I was like 3 people behind. Now I was up to the thing. I'm like giving them the ticket. And he's leaning over. And I say, "Ma'am, this guy's harassing me." And she just ignores that, starts laughing at him. And then the next 3 people, it was like a black lady, a white lady and a white guy. And they all go, "We love you. We think you're amazing. We love you." And they all jump on me and literally hug me in front of this guy. I didn't even know they were listeners. Flying back to Austin. Direct flight, San Francisco. Delayed some. And in seconds, because my wife was there by then. I was waiting for her. I ignored the guy after that, but I saw him. And he was like, he had tears in his eyes. He's like, Oh, because see, he's all about, he's the establishment. He's got the universities, the media, BlackRock, MSNBC, CNN behind him. He's telling me, "Be ashamed. You're a loser. You're bad. You're a failure." And instantly I'm hugged by 3 people. He literally, "We think you're amazing. We love you, Alex." I'm like, "Hey, I think you're amazing." We start hugging and stuff. He just kind of scurried off. But the caller, he heard me mention some of this. So he said, "I think you had a different experience." So we get into Northern California on the Saturday Trump shot. We leave on the Thursday. And we just get a, you know, for my wife and then for me and for Rob Duke, because my wife was sleeping with my daughter, three bedroom house in the middle of a vineyard. It's really inexpensive and really beautiful. Hummingbirds and, you know, bumblebees and vineyards all around us. And so we're in the middle of a farm. Like the road is like 500 yards away. Had listeners come, you saw it live on air, coming out of the woods. "We hear you're here." The people running the vineyard were Hispanic Mexicans. They could barely speak English. Like, "We love you, Mr. Jones. We know what you do. Keep doing it." And I mean, it's like, so every person I'm seeing in the middle of nowhere is a listener. And I go in a gas station, the old Pakistani guy's a listener. And I got an interview with him. I never put out, I forgot to do it. And all these other people, I think I'll post that in a moment. It's only like a short interview. But the point is that it's election fraud, folks. California used to be redder than Texas. It's not blue. It's that they have election fraud. And if we get into the local elections, the enemy, there's so many jurisdictions, can't steal those as easily. And we're so close to taking it. So I got loaded phones. I apologize. I got to get to you. But I wanted to tell that story in full. This is not about me. It's about the fact that we are the majority and people are awake. So, Bruce, finish up about the ESGs, the corporate governance, the local government, what you're seeing.
Okay. They are collapsing. They can't logistically get their stuff in order because of either incompetence or whatever. And these are college-educated people. They're only 30 years old. They're dumb as a box of rock. But the point is, it is local. You're absolutely correct about that. It's local, and there's two issues out here in California that are really got people irate. So where the government or the state can take away the kids without parental consent to transgender them, that's a
which they did to Elon, which is why he's so pissed.
Absolutely, and that's why we got to send those links out everywhere. Oh, and I lost my train of thought on what the second one was. That is one of the biggest issues, though. That is the final straw, especially for the women. The women with kids and fathers, they are just irate about that. They are not standing for it, and it's not going to be tolerated.
Well, that was Elon Musk. That was Elon Musk lying in the sand.
Yeah. BrainForce Plus, buy some men out there. If you don't want the BrainForce Plus, go to the InfoWarsStore.com, click on the store, and see the $25 button. Click on that, and there's a little box to the left. It says QTY, period. Click in two, and it'll come up $50. Send it. You can spend $50 anywhere else.
Oh, absolutely. And we're spending this money to fight the New World Order. It's not going to me other than to, you know, a car and a house. I don't care about things. I care about victory. I need money to prosecute the war. We've been proven. Of course, I didn't lie to you. I've never had fabulous amounts of money. I wish I did. I'd put it in the fight. God bless you, Bruce. And again, I know we got people holding forever, and I had to tell that story because Rob Dew got freaked out by it. We're in the middle of a vineyard, like a farm. And I go, it's time for women to stand up and women to take action. And a woman comes running out of the woods on air. She says, I'm a listener. I could see from your live feed. I live three doors down. It's insane. Folks, our people are everywhere. This is Fight Club for real. It's just insane. Sean in New York, thanks for holding. Sean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex Jones? God bless you, my brother.
God bless
you. Listen, where is Jamie Foxx, and why isn't Damar Hamlin playing football again? And where is Princess Cancer? No wonder Joe Biden's clones showing up everywhere. We know what old white men look like, especially after plastic surgery. I mean, the devil's real, so we know that God is real. And just like, you know, the system with, I was hearing Chase the other day talk with somebody. And if the person keeps denying or come up with a conspiracy that somebody didn't die at the Trump rally, then can't that person be sued for billions of dollars? I'm just wondering, like, because I know somebody that happened to. But
I want to be clear. Yeah. They rigged courts. They found me guilty. They got all the discoveries, so they didn't get it. That was all fake. Just because I had my rights taken away doesn't mean we take the left's right away. They're allowed to lie and say Trump didn't get shot. That's their free speech.
And that camera is not a horse-faced jackass, right?
You're allowed to say that. I think it's totally true. She's a horrible person. But, I mean, all I'm saying is let the left say Trump didn't get shot. It's their right.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to take my right, we can't then go, oh, well, you took Alex's right. You lose your rights. That's what they want. But well, Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. So between them, they licked the platter clean. We don't want to get in their trap. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but Alex, we got to fight with their weapons. We can't just let them keep walking all over us without retaliating, you know.
But that's the Ring of Mordor. No, I understand intellectually. I understand what you're saying. I just think, look, them saying Trump didn't get shot blew up in their face, let them say it. All I did was the internet didn't think Sandy Hook happened, so I listened to some of the arguments and said, yeah, I can see how they staged a lot of stuff. I got to stage. I never peed on graves, built their houses. That's all known now. So at the end of the day, I just say, let us have free speech. What do you think?
I believe we should have free speech. And if we don't have any freedom, I mean, we're going to lose everything. I mean, right now there aren't really problems. They're just solutions we haven't figured out yet. And I said on your show years ago, and I screamed at the top of my lungs to shut them down. Shut them down. and stop paying into the game, because if the machine has no gas and no power, it can't run.
No, I agree. The social contract's broken. None of your taxes go to fund the government. Make your own decisions. But folks, you have an outlaw government, so it's constitutional Declaration of Independence to ignore it. But you are absolutely right.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Alex Jones, I love you, my brother.
I love you, too. Look, we are where we are. So I'm telling you, though, the only move they got is to kill Trump. So we're sitting here on air like, a lot of people are like, oh, let him have public rallies like it's a bullfight, like it's a boxing match. Yeah, put Trump out there. Let's see him get shot. You know, you don't want that, folks. This is not entertainment. And good job, Trump. He's listening, because I chewed their ass out. I'm going to leave it at that. It's private conversations. But I called up people, and I flamethrowed top people. And I told them, I said, if you let him do this stuff and you don't give the right advice, I'm going to blame you. Well, I've done a lot behind the scenes. and that's why they don't want me on air, because they know I'll threaten the good people, not just the bad. Because I'm not scared. Because I am scared. I'm scared of them winning, folks. I'll do anything in the truth to win. And we have all the cards, and we just play them. All right, Emmerich in FEMA Region 2, Trump election incoming, economic false flags. I agree with you. That's what's coming. What do you think?
So I just want to lay out another possibility out there. Just like J6, when they were a couple steps ahead of us, right? What if they want Trump to get in, that, you know, if it was a miss, if there were a couple other shooters, they had chance to really take him out. I'm not saying the ear thing was you know, maybe that was even accident, but if they want him to get in to crash the economy, because The Simpsons told us in season 11, episode 17, that Bart went ahead to the future. It was year 2030, a.k.a. Agenda 2030. So Lisa was the president who took over from Trump, who would be leaving in 2029. She took over. The economy was crashed because Trump had crashed it. He will be 45, 47. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. They do these things. They put it out there. And that's why Biden won't step down, because...
Well, look, you can get into esoteric stuff all day. The globalists aren't all powerful. They try to pretend to be God. They tried to kill Trump. They failed. But I agree with you. Trump even said it. They're already crashing the economy. What if they let him in and then crash it? That is a really central issue you raise.
And I believe they would do so through the Federal Reserve System. Now, I've been following you for years, and... I've also researched all this, I'm not saying the Federal Reserve is a good thing, but the one thing that our side gets on about is the independence. If you take that independence away, that's what gives credibility to the dollar. So it's a Trojan horse. It's something you can't just go after, because the whole mechanism is based on borrowing money.
Yeah, I don't think there's any credibility in the Federal Reserve, and it's 110 years of rule. So, I think that's a canard, but I appreciate your call. Good points. All right, Jake in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to war game something with you, mostly about Trojan horse risk with Trump. So if we just were to put ourselves in Trump's shoes or in the globalist shoes, and let's say that the globalists can see the populist writing on the wall, I mean, would you not think they would try to hedge their bets? What realistic risk, Trojan horse risk in particular, do you think we could face with the Trump administration? I mean, Trump, he's the master of the deal, maybe even to a delusional point where he might think he can work something out with these people, especially, I mean, they're trying to kill him, so... You know, we've seen...
No, I think that's a real threat. I think Trump's belief that he could get these people to work with him and have prosperity and not have World War III, he believes he can project that on them because he's not a Satanist. He's not consciously working with them, but bringing in Jared Kushner shows his blind spots. Now, Kushner's nowhere to be seen. He's so scared. But yeah, no, Trump is not our savior. Trump is just a battering ram or wrecking ball against the globalists.
Right, absolutely agreed. And that's because, you know, whether it's like the war hawking against Iran or maybe the flirting about putting Larry Fink in as Treasury Secretary, I don't know how true those reports are, but that's really the discussion item is.
No, Trump put out a post on Truth Social 2 days ago saying, I am not considering Larry Fink or Jamie Dimon.
Okay. Well, that's reassuring, but I'm just looking out for those risks. And from his perspective.
No, I think we should keep Trump. I agree with you. I think we should keep Trump honest. We shouldn't be cult members that, oh, Q, everything's fine. We're invincible. All that crap is totally dangerous.
Right. Absolutely. And on that sobering point, it's just really when we think about, okay, so let's say that Trump does manage to take power. He figures out that, you know, he gets at least a decent team, inner circle, into the administration. Do we feel confident that he knows at an implementation level, policy level, how to actually turn this thing around?
Yeah, I would say Trump is 10 times smarter politically than he was 8 years ago.
Yeah,
and I think the growth curve is exponential. He is totally listening to Eric and to Don now, and they're listening to me. So no. Trump's got Jesus. He's got the and getting shot took him next level. So no, it won't be perfect. It's, hell, if I was him, he'd do a better job than me probably. Even though I know all this stuff, it's like Trump is born again hard, as they say in Full Metal Jacket right now.
Right, but what is that in terms of actually what will be required if he does manage to take power? I mean, we're talking about serious reform of alphabet agencies of every kind.
Well, you got to abolish a bunch of them, all that. But that's what I'm saying. Right. You get Kamala Harris. It's not like Thomas Jefferson said, we will not be transported to a state of liberty on a bed of roses or on a feather bed. It was the actual quote. So it's not like we're saying we're offering utopia and Trump's going to be perfect. He's just a lot better than what we're dealing with. I appreciate your call. All right, let's talk to a caller in Kansas. Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff, thanks for calling. You're on the air worldwide.
Thank you, Alex. I wanted to call in, and it kind of ties in nicely with all the other callers, but about this nervous energy that we may have with regard to everything that's going on around us. And I just wanted to offer out there that there are primaries happening right now, and you can plug in to your local candidate who has similar views to you and offer to make 100 calls, several hundred calls, to get those registered Republicans who don't typically vote or who vote sporadically, they will happily give you a list of names for you to call and get them out to vote. And I just thought that would be a good point for everyone on this call to listen to and maybe do something with that nervous energy.
No, I agree. Here's the problem. And I've been on air 30 years, been politically involved, 35 at least. And patriots are great. Christians, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, they're all the same. They're great people. They always want a master plan and how they're going to figure out a way to defeat this. No, just take care of your children. Pray to God. Go to church. Be healthy. Go to school board. Run for office. Call into talk radio. You don't, there's a lot of us. You don't have to do it all, folks. Many hands make light work. You got to do a little, but you got to do it. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, and my approach to it is just, you know, I've got 4 kids, I've got a 5th on the way, I'm busy, both me and my wife work, but it's too important to just sit down and say, well, I casted my vote, and that's all I've got. There's more that everyone can do.
Exactly. You've got to, like you said, well, mention the group you're talking about. I know there's a lot of programs to get conservatives and populists mobilized. Everything the enemy does is to intimidate folks. Whatever they're scared of is what you should do. School boards, pro-life events. Running for office, donating, word of mouth, sharing links. Folks, sharing videos and articles from key people, it's devastating. Their whole program is to stop it because it's powerful.
And sort of off topic, the other observation I wanted to make was that we all noticed that Biden all of a sudden became Orange Man. And so I think what they're trying to do is transfer his infirmity. They're trying to make all of his infirmities Trumps by proxy. So orange man bad. That's why they made.
No, you're right. He's gone from billing. I saw that point a week ago, and I meant to make it. I'm glad you raised it. He went from being lily white to super brown orange now. Yeah, it's all weird. I appreciate your call. I said I would do this, and I this is red meat. I could do stuff like this all day and have viral videos everywhere, but most of it's crap. But, you know, Jim Morris is not alive. Elvis isn't alive. I'm not Bill Hicks. But Biden, they got body doubles. I mean, that's going on. I mean, this new Biden is like 6-8 inches taller and doesn't even look like him. That's the coup. Like, it looks like the real Biden is getting off Air Force One, and they go, why'd you resign? And he goes, laughs at him. I didn't do that. You know, so I'm like, something's going on. And it just shows how they're lying about everything. Of course they're lying about this. So I'll do a report on that at like 6 after for like 5 minutes, and Jade Iyer will take over. That's coming up. But let's get through Nick, Grant, and Aaron, last callers. Let's go ahead and go to Nick in Ohio. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Man, I'm like, it's the culmination of my life. How are you doing? I mean, everything we talked about's here. It's the most important thing we've ever done, trying to save the world right now.
Absolutely. I want to start out by saying I have my hand on my Bible, and I want to thank God. I want to thank you. I want to bless America and hope everybody has their hands on their Bible. I'm going to set it down because I might say something that ain't so holy. Obviously, we're all a little pissed. I'm a 31-year-old man with 3 kids and a fiance. I'm going through a tough financial time, and I guess it's a little more personal for me to ask a question like this to you. I guess I wanted to discuss the concerns about big corporations because I work for a Fortune 500 company. I just recently lost my job. I'm moving to another job. I'm struggling, and the reason why I say that is because my products and stuff that I was selling no longer are selling because the interest rates economy is horrible. Obviously, we all know that. It's a big sham that's going on, right? So my question for you is, what are the Fortune 500 companies, why are they continuing to push their new products, new commercials, and if they don't notice the shift? Of course they notice the shift. It almost feels like they might be left in the dark about this impending transformation. You know, given the potentially dramatic impact of AI in the upcoming election, don't you think these efforts aren't sustainable? And if they are, when are they?
Yeah, no, the globalists are at war with the economy. And most of the corporations have made decisions a year or two ago, so they're following their plan. But yeah, we have a huge inflation, horrible economy. Everybody's feeling it. And, you know, what matters is your soul and your heart. And just don't feel bad because you don't have a bunch of extra money. You've got a connection to God and the truth. That is what's not just most valuable. That's everything. And then from that relationship, everything else comes.
Absolutely. And I want to say thank you for that. I really appreciate that. You know, I'm leaning more on God than ever. I also wanted to say to all the other listeners out there, everybody who called in, you know, God bless all you guys. Go to Alex Jones' website, Infowars.com. Please donate. I have like $200 in the bank. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to donate some fucking money because there's nothing else to do. I mean, we got to keep these people online, on air, that are telling the fucking truth. Otherwise, we cannot fight against.
Well, brother, listen, I appreciate your call. We got to go to break. If you only got $200 in the bank, don't donate. Please don't. It's all these middle class and rich people that sit on the fence that need these products anyways. They should go do it. Do not do that, sir. Well, I mean, Nitric Boost is amazing. X2 is great for your kids. I mean, it's all great. You want the products, but don't do that. Share the articles, share the videos, pray for the show, pray for the broadcast. No money's needed. Just pray for the show. Just say a prayer for me and my family. Believe me, I need it. And pray for the broadcast, and then share the links. Do not buy anything, okay? Don't. I don't want people that are in a bad situation to give their, you know, whatever. But everybody else on the fence, you're going to lose everything because you sat on your ass. Hour number 4, a few more calls, and I'll break down the weird body double Biden, and then Jade Iyer takes over. Stay with us.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max,
Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
One last breath before wind
Big
blows.
Big Brother, mainstream media.
Crank it up.
Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
One last breath before wind blows.
Raise your ears.
The sound of hooves knock at your door. Lock up your wife and children now. It's time to wield the blade. The horsemen are drawing nearer. Let us seize their ride. And they come to take your life. Honor the dead of night. You see the horsemen ride. So choose your fate and die. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You've been dying since the day you were born. You know it's all been planned. A sinner once, a sinner twice. You need no confessions now.
You've been dying since the day you were born.
Horsemen!
Horsemen are drawing nearer!
Let us see they ride!
Let us see they ride!
They come to take your life! Dave Mustaine, like 12 years ago, at my house said, I want you to write my next album and write the new Four Horsemen. I didn't take him serious, and his whole next album, Endgame, was based on the film. Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah, yeah!
Fun factoid. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Aaron and then Grant, and then I'm going to hit a quick story and go to Jay Dyer, who's loaded for mayor. But keep the fight at Minas Tirith going here while the caller talks. Aaron, in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks so much, Mr. Jones. I appreciate the opportunity. Hopefully I can get through this without getting too emotional. I've been so blessed. The scales are being removed from my eyes more fully. I've got a sense of discernment that the Lord has blessed me with, and all praise and glory to him, our Lord Jesus Christ. So what I've noticed is, and it was pretty evident when we watched Somaliopolis burn on May 25th, 2020, that we were completely alone, we the people. The federal government is a backstop and the states are sovereign, but when they don't stand in the gap, we're duty-bound to do so. And I recognize that Operation Chaos was in full effect and that our culture war, which has been going on for not years or decades but generations, would morph into what I thought at that time was a full civil war if we allowed it to continue, if we allowed the leftists really it's the establishment class, to delegitimize all of our institutions, divide our families, erase our culture, limit speech. I'm still not back on Twix because I have too many research posts. That would curtail our thoughts. It was 1984, Brave New World, and Animal Farm all merged together. But now I think it's really just Alice in Wonderland. Everything is upside down. And unfortunately, I think C.S. Lewis knew where we were going to be in 2024, that we, the people, have failed our fellow citizens. We are men without chests. I can't get anybody to wake up here in Arizona. We are the epicenter of election fraud. And
that's because they're still asleep. They're in a coma. Don't be mad at them. We don't need the majority.
No, I totally agree with you, sir. But we know what the Revolutionary War was, and I think we're actually in an inverse Revolutionary War now. It's the
we have the elites at war with the people. Exactly.
Absolutely, sir. Yes, sir. So thank you for helping my journey. And I'm just continuing to reach out to people. We're very politically active in Arizona, and we keep planting seeds. So I appreciate all you do, sir.
Appreciate you. God bless you. All right, one more caller, Grant. We're back in 1 minute joining stations. I'll finish with Grant, then I'll get into Biden and the video that has like 80 million views as of this morning of him last night popping out at the White House. And he's literally 8 inches taller. We've got all the comparisons to Jill Biden. It's not him. I've got to say it. It's not him. The face is not him. What the hell's going on? The coup is live. Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis is coming up. We'll skip the network breaks. He'll get his time back. It's all coming up. Stay with us. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
We're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up in 55 minutes, the mighty Owen Schroyer with the War Room on the vaunted InfoWars Network, in the heat, in the heart of the battle against the New World Order. Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, great researcher, set to take over in a few minutes, but I wanted to finish up with this caller and hit one other big point. Go ahead, Grant in Pennsylvania, last caller, you're our tail gunner.
Alex, pleasure speaking to you. How are you?
I'm living the dream. Everything I asked to do, everything
amen,
I thought I would
brother.
Do, we're right where I'm supposed to be. Whatever happens, I'm with
amen,
God.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. No, I just wanted to say I was actually at the Trump rally in Butler that day, and I kid you not, I was 4 feet from Trump, you know, saw everything and all that, and I just wanted to kind of tell you what I saw. First of all, I've been to four other Trump rallies, and the security was just, you know, so relaxed. It was to the point of like, are you kidding me? As the snipers, for example, we all see that on the roof, right? They only got there a half hour before. The previous one I went to in 2020, they were there all day. You know, on the roof, stationed. And it was. It just, you know, brings me to tears what we saw. But it just shows you that, and I knew right then there it's an inside job, clearly.
Administrative stand down, bare minimum. Now they admit it's confirmed what we saw day one. The Secret Service in the taller building, 50 feet from the shooter for 26 minutes, observed him running around the roof at their command center. With the window open, they look at him. And everybody else is videotaping him. They protected him. They were told to stand down. This is insane. And Trump's got to go public. He's got to come out and annihilate them.
Oh, couldn't agree with you more. But you know what's the most just diabolical part about all this is the children that were there. That's all that. You know, they're going to be traumatized. I'll tell you what. There was a little 8-year-old girl in front of me, right? She wanted to go see President Trump. So me and my friend kind of escorted her to the front. I mean, it just shows you what they're going to do, clearly.
Let's go back. What was it like when you started hearing the bullets pop off?
Yeah. Well, honestly, Alex, I thought, what idiot is setting off fireworks? And then the minute he got down, well, let me back up. The minute he grabbed his ear and got down behind the podium, that's when I knew, obviously, that's a firearm going off, clearly. But I do think it wasn't a lone wolf attack. I really don't. You know, I think there were maybe one.
By the way, we all know what's real.
Yeah.
Every grain of my body, this is so the realest thing I ever saw in my life, other than watching babies come out of my wives. I mean, this is as real as it gets.
But, you know, in that moment, you're on the ground thinking, is this real life? I mean, seriously, I was like, you're kidding me. And like I said, everybody's having a good time. We're expressing our political beliefs.
And then you were right there where a man died feet from you and two others got wounded.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was on, so if you're looking at Trump directly, I was on the left-hand side. But I'm not, I kid you not, Alex, that fool probably passed right by me. I didn't even know it, you know?
What do you make of that photo of his defiance? Because I know the real face of war. That face he makes with his upper lip up over his top lip, that's war.
Oh, hands down. I mean, he's so alert and woken, and we need him in because we need him in. And then hopefully, I would say probably about another, 12 years to turn this country around, give or take.
But and look at 78, his reaction time. I wouldn't have moved that quick. He's a bull.
No, I mean, but Alex, I mean, it's clearly God was there. It's divine intervention. I mean, I'll tell you what. I took a photo, and I'm sure you heard. The flag all got tangled up before it came out, like an hour or two. The photo I took, if you go on my ex, you can see it. I'll try to send it to you. But
what is your ex? I'm going to put it up right now. What is your ex?
Yeah. It's Grant_Koval, K-O-V-S in Victor, A-L, 444.
Say it again slowly because the crew's listening.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Grant underscore what?
Koval, K-O-V-S in Victor, A-L, 444.
All right, Grant_Koval, 444.
Mm-hmm. And you can see, I mean, it looks like the Holy Cross. That I mean, I just knew. You know, it's funny. I was going through my photos after, and I just thought God was there, clearly. Simple as that.
Well, let's scroll down. What photo are you talking about? We're on your other poster.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Your poster protected.
Yeah, it's the photo of the flag. It's like
well,
one of the
it's
first
okay.
Ones.
Send us the link again to send it to Rob Dew, R-O-B-D, at Infowars.com. I'm going to let you go. Okay. Thank you so much, brother. Because I don't want to cut into Jay Dyer, but I said I would do this, so I'm going to do this now and then go to Jay Dyer. We're going to skip the breaks, the network breaks, local breaks we've got to have for local stations. But I want to talk about this. Okay, I could sit there and play engagement games and just, you know, do Q stuff and say, you know, the Beatles are alive and, you know, or John Lennon or Elvis is alive. I don't do that, okay? And I've seen the weird faces of Biden and where his chin all looks rubbery and it looks like a different person, but you know, he's old, he's had facelifts, whatever. But last night there was a video we'll play where you can look at the face and the head and he's 8 inches at least taller than what he used to be. And people have done side by sides. I posted on X where she is way shorter than him now. And you look at that Joe Biden, you just look at him. That's not the same dude. He's taller. He's bigger. It's a different suit. It's a different jacket. What is going on? Well, they just replaced him with Kamala without a vote. She didn't get one vote in the primary. So you know it's a replacement, a dictatorship. So where is Joe Biden? Because that's not Joe Biden in the video you're seeing on screen. And you got the long history of the CIA and rubber mask and Saddam and Kim Jong-un. We can put all those on screen. I've got the articles right here. But Biden might have been dead for years. I have no idea what the truth is. I just know that is not Joe Biden in that video, and he disappeared for 6 days. Who the hell knows what is really going on? And that's the thing. These are such incredible liars. I don't know. Go ahead and roll the video with audio of Biden walking out last night, and it's not Biden. Looks nothing like him. And again, I've got the side-by-sides right here. I said 6 inches. He's more like 8 inches taller. I mean, you know, you've looked at him forever. That's not Joe Biden. Look at the face, bigger cheekbones, everything. Overhead shot right here. They've got the photos of them, and it's not perspective. I spent an hour today looking at this. Look at Jill. She's about 6-7 inches shorter. She's now a foot to 14 inches shorter. So look, she's normally up to his neck. Top of her head is at his neck in the new Joe Biden. She's right beside him. And in this, the top of her head is at his eyes. So the top of her head is at his eyes. Now she's at his neck. And look at the face. Look at the show. Look at the cut of the suit. Look at the pants. Not the same person, folks. And I've watched a bunch of videos of this. They say, there's Jill Biden. She's with his eyes. She's right there. But now, look at her. Hell, she's not even at his shoulders. So, Jay Dyer, give us his take. You know, he's an expert on the globalists and how they operate. But this is really, really fishy. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. They've already replaced him and appointed her with no votes, so it doesn't even matter. But where is Joe Biden? That's an important question. All right, I may do a Saturday emergency show. I don't know. Just look at X, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. I'll definitely be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. after that, Saturday Night Live. But Jay Dyer for the next 45 minutes takes over right now. Jay Dyer, God bless you. Love to have you.
Thank you, Alex. Glad to be here with the Alex Jones Show for the fourth hour. It's always an honor. And we've seen quite a bit of crazy stuff happen since I last hosted a couple weeks ago. We had the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I think it's pretty obvious now that that was an inside job. It was an attempt to take him out, as they said they would do. And I want to talk about what the root of this whole system is all about and how, one big way at least, we fix it. So I want to go back in history a little bit to the real Illuminati, not the cults that claim to be the Illuminati or the Crowley groups or whatever, but the real Illuminati, which is the corporate secret banking structure that runs the world, that we have actually textbooks from the elite that tell us where this comes from, how they run their system on debt and fiat-based currency. And then I want to talk about some of the solutions. It's not a total silver bullet, but I think Bitcoin, gold, and silver are solutions to where we are in this system and how far we are down the rabbit hole. In fact, as Elon pointed out this last week, it looks like we can't even really pay back the debt. So it's almost like we're going to have some kind of completely new system that is not operating on the way the system has been running, at least if we're ever going to get out of this. And if our taxes are only paying the interest, and they're not even paying the interest, we can never pay it back. Now, supposedly, if you read a lot of economic analysts, they point out that this was actually realized in the 1980s, that the national debt could not be paid back. And this led to a crash at the time. And that was connected to the savings and loan scams that were going on then. In fact, infamous character of Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know if you've heard of him. He was actually involved in insider trading, and he and his partner got in trouble back in the 1980s. And of course, Epstein didn't get in trouble. They got caught. Epstein got away. And I think, well, many people think that that might have been the point at which he was recruited into other types of operations. But to understand all this, it might seem like we got to learn a lot. We have to be historians. It might be helpful to do that, but really it's not that complicated. It can be complicated, but it's pretty simple. It's a system that was set up that's a giant scam. If you understand criminal operations, if you study organized crime, if you study figures, characters that come out of the mafia world, they're a great insight into how the system that we're under actually works. So, for example, and you've heard me quote it many times, and I'm not going to spend the whole time talking about this book because I've quoted it so many times it kind of gets old even for me. But if we go back to Carroll Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, he was the mentor to Bill Clinton. He was a professor of military history at Georgetown. He actually describes early on in this magisterial 1,300-page book the real Illuminati. And you might say, well, why are you calling it Illuminati? Well, they call it a secret society. In fact, this was the people who set up via the elites in the circles of Lord Rothschild, Cecil Rhodes, Lord Milner, John Ruskin, and others that include Arnold Toynbee, Philip Littleton, Lord Curtis, William Stead, a bunch of other lords, Lord Balfour. This is where we get, of course, the modern nation state of Israel. That was admittedly and proudly something that the Rothschilds themselves said they helped to engineer, the founding of the modern state of Israel. And this was all in the circles of what's called the Rhodes Trust in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. This group was well aware of how to run the world via a certain type of monetary system. This is a monetary system that Quigley goes on to discuss, is the central banking model. So it's not that there's anything necessarily wrong with a bank, or that it's wrong to have a national bank or a central bank of the nation state, but that's not what this is. This is a private central bank that goes under the cover of being the people's bank, but is actually the banking network of a select inner core group. That's the real power structure. And it's very similar to the corporate power structure and model of the British East India Company, which was basically the same groups of people. The model that we're under today is that model. Many of the founding fathers in America, for example, understood this, and they fought against that type of monetary policy. They understood that he that controls the printing press or the coinage of the money controls the nation. It doesn't matter who the elected officials are, ultimately. I'm not saying it doesn't matter at all, but politicians, they kind of can come and go, but the money printing doesn't come and go. You notice we don't bet on or vote on a new way to do money. It's like, well, we already have that. It's just there, and it's what it is, and it works. And for many, many centuries, this was the gold standard. The ancient world at some point came up with this idea. Ancient emperors in the Middle East and other places, they figured out that rare coins or rare metals worked, like jewels, as a way to exchange value, to have exchange. And so gold worked very well for a long time, for many, many centuries, as a monetary policy. But, and I'm not saying it's not infinitely superior to what we have, gold is still great. The great powers figured out, as Quigley notes, in the later stages of European history, in the last 400 and 500 years, they figured out that you could actually debase the currency, not just in the old classic model of mixing it with different alloys that were basically worthless to debase the currency, which even the Roman emperors did stuff like that. You could actually debase the currency via what they called gold notes. And gold notes was a way to have a central bank or a central entity make ease and comfort the central reason why you would choose gold notes over actual transference of gold. So if you're going to barter, it's kind of a hassle to bring, you know, giant bags of gold and money around and coins. It's a lot easier to just exchange a note that represents the amount of gold. But if these gold notes were issued by a central bank, and if the central bank was not necessarily even a government or a nation state bank, a sovereign bank, was in fact a private bank, this allowed the inner private group to create more gold notes than there was actual gold. And unless people did a run on the bank or tried to claim their gold from the bank, this really wouldn't be noticed. And so the bank could then issue many, many more notes than they actually had in terms of currency, in terms of actual assets or gold. And then that would give the banking elite tremendous amounts of fiat power. So basically, you could just print up a zillion notes. And then with that zillion notes, go buy any of the assets in the community or the nation state. So this is a very deceptive and tricky scam, because not only is it basically enhancing the purchasing power of an inner clique who has access to the ability to control the issuance of these notes, you can then steal. It's basically a form of theft. It's just stealing from the rest of the society by controlling the flow and issuance of the currency. Now, gold is a lot better as a way to stave off this theft, you could say, when there's an actual reserve that backs up the notes. Unfortunately, many things have happened, not just the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, but also the 1971 removal from the gold standard under the Nixon administration, which I think Roger Stone, I think, says something like Nixon was tricked into that. And what this does is then it gives basically, this is more of a Keynesian economic policy after Milton Keynes. It gives the ability for the centralized power to just infinitely print. And we've seen mainline establishment economists say things like, well, we can always just print money infinitely. But of course, they have to know that you can't do that. Eventually, not just the debt, but the interest on the debt becomes so massive that the whole country becomes bankrupt. And that's the danger, is that we're going into that situation to where, if you notice, and I think in 2020 alone, the printing of the money was so bad that just in 1 year, the first year of COVID, the dollar was devalued 10% in 1 year. That means in 10 years, it would be devalued 100%, meaning that it would cost twice as much to buy whatever you were trying to buy the year before, or the 10 years before. And I think we've seen, I forget the exact numbers inflation-wise, but going back to the 90s, it's something pretty outrageous, maybe 70, 80%. I mean, the cost of things since the late 90s is tremendous, maybe even more. And it's only going to get worse because, as even Ron Paul pointed out many, many, many years, decades ago, you know, the problem will never get fixed with the system as it is. And we get a lot of attention and focus on that at certain times, as Ron Paul kind of made that the focus of his whole, you know, policy and his whole administration and his whole presidential run. But people never really, they still never got it. They still were like, oh yeah, there's that thing. And then we get distracted by the next big thing and the next drama, the next big event, COVID or whatever. And that distracts us from the real root problem of how we can never, ever get out of this through the system that we have. And although I support Trump, I like Trump a lot. I have some criticisms, but I think overall he's obviously far better than anything else out there. Trump's great because Trump at least calls attention to this issue. He does call attention to the Federal Reserve. And now we've seen Trump move in an even better direction, which makes me more pro-Trump, is the fact that he's come on board with Bitcoin. And he was very anti-Bitcoin for many, many years. And I think now that he's understood that this is essentially digital gold, we're moving in the right direction. And really, that's the only way that's even feasible, in my view, out of this. I'm not saying there can't be other reserves that we move to with gold as well. Do we even know what's in Fort Knox? Or, I mean, is there anything? It might be empty. Who knows, right? I mean, who knows what's in there? It might be a bunch of Funko Pops and plushies in there, like Garbage Pail Kids or something. I don't know. Who knows what's in Fort Knox? We can't see, right? And there's never been an audit of the Federal Reserve. Am I correct? Isn't this what Ron Paul, Rand Paul, were talking about for so many years? To my knowledge, that never, ever has happened. Will it ever happen? Probably not before this the whole thing collapses. I don't know. But I think, as Alex has pointed out all, well, not just this week, but for years, the system is getting more and more kind of insane because they maybe are losing a hold on things. They're losing grip. And if Bitcoin turns out to be something that can be a solution or part of a solution, as well as other things like gold and silver, then if people start to figure that out, then maybe that's why we're seeing the system kind of convulse and shake and get triggered and kind of almost seem to be doing anything. That, I mean, they're sort of not thinking. They're just sort of throwing out crazy things, which means that we might have war. We might have really crazy stuff happen. I expect my thesis, and we'll get into some of this in more detail later, we're probably going to see more racial stuff roll out. I think Alex is correct about that. Remember back to Ferguson. Remember that summer? Remember the race riots they rolled out with these AstroTurf groups? This is when we start to see BLM roll out. I think they're probably going to roll out that kind of stuff again. Maybe we start to see cities burn again. I think, you know, BLM seems to have lost a lot of credibility, but they can just roll out another type of event like this. And the hot topic is always racial issues. That's what always gets people so inflamed. So they're probably going to roll out something like that. We may see another attempt, as Alex has pointed out, Roger Stone has pointed out, on Trump again. That's another threat, another danger, because that could easily be pinned on Iran. That could be pinned on Russia. They could say, oh, Russia and Iran together did this. It's time to go to war. I mean, any of these things are possibilities. But we got to understand the central power structures hold, and it's not just media, it's money. If we understand money, we can fix this. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back breaking down the scam money system.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Guest host Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We're talking about the real Illuminati, not the cartoonish conspiratorial perspective without basis in history, but the actual banking elite structure, the Anglo-American Israeli establishment, according to Dr. Carol Quigley, and what they have planned, not just for the world, but for the world's economic system, and how we have to understand the Federal Reserve banks that are locked into the Bank for International Settlement model. This is on pages 324 and 325 of Tragedy and Hope. You can see it right here. The Bank for International Settlements model is there, and that is the central bank for central banks. And that is the network of banking networks that works for this fiat-based system. And it allows the banking inner cadre, as well as the corporate elites, not just banking elites, also the corporate structure too. It allows them essentially to, by controlling the money printing, to inflate and deflate as they wish, to then take the money that they have printed. And of course, there's a kind of a complicated process of buying government bonds and then getting the nation state into more and more debt and so forth. And then they buy up real assets or gold or whatever. And that's why the banking elite love gold. And then I think now we're starting to see them understand and figure out that, oh, there's actually a non-inflatable thing that's been invented also now that's electronic, it's digital, it's a public ledger known as Bitcoin that can't be inflated or hacked or messed with. And so maybe it's time to get in on that too. And that's why I think BlackRock has now capitulated and started to buy. Maybe they think they can buy enough to influence the price. But regardless, I think they've capitulated. We saw some years back, even Rothschild Investing had admitted the potentiality of Bitcoin. All of the major entities now have come on board to the credit, the banking, the investing, the pension. All of these things are beginning to see the logic of this because they formerly didn't understand it. And I want to thank Max Kaiser because I listened to Max on Alex many, many years ago, 2011, 12, when he first got into Bitcoin. And I was initially skeptical. But then I started to look into it. I listened to dozens of episodes of Max Kaiser's show that he had on RT, and I got a lot of economic education through that. And I finally understood about 2016, 17, what this was. So there's a learning curve. It takes a long time, but we have to understand what that is contrasted to the system that exists now and what they want to bring about. They want a centralized central bank digital currency, which is very unpopular. Every time they try to talk about it and try to roll it out, it's a failure, which is good news. But they keep pushing this in contrast to the product of the Austrian economics school, which is Bitcoin comes out of Austrian economics. It comes out of that philosophy, which is a set against the Keynesian soft Fabian socialist policies or the Marxist central bank policies or the all of those policies, which again, remember Karl Marx said the first thing that you have to do, one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto is to set up a central bank, right? That can control the issuance of currency. And ultimately that ends up being based on debt. And when Marxism as a classical system failed, Reform Marxism took over. That's really the world system that we're under now. It's called Fabianism. Keynes was a Fabian socialist economist. And so that's a kind of a soft socialism with elements of monopoly capitalism aligned with it. That's the system that we're under. You can read books like Jan Ratzio's book about the Milner-Fabian conspiracy. You can read the Fabian Freeway. You can read Carol Quigley's books. You could also read classic texts like G. Everett Griffin's A Creature from Jekyll Island, which gets into the history of the establishment of the Federal Reserve System. And you'll understand that it's not really a conspiracy theory. It's criminal syndicates figuring out how to organize and control the money supply. And by doing so, you can control the entire nation. So that's the real octopus system that we've been under for many, many years. And it's a very elaborate system. I remember having a dinner meeting a year ago with a person who was a lawyer who was involved in the what's called the Brazilian car wash scandal. And he was down there and he consulted with the government there and how they had prosecuted this giant criminal racket, which was holding the entire nation hostage. Now, this is a very famous thing. It's well known. They made Netflix shows about it, documentaries about it, Brazilian car wash scandal. And throughout the 80s and 90s, the whole country was held captive to this criminal system that was like a decentralized cell network of criminals that were controlling everything from construction to banking to politics. And it was structured in a very similar Ponzi scheme way to Gladio, the way Gladio operated in Italy. And I talked to this lawyer who was involved in it. And he said, yes, he thought that was very perceptive that he knew of the structure of Gladio and how Gladio worked. And he said, that's exactly how this was structured in a very similar way. Well, the banking system that we're under is structured in that way too. So we needn't think that we always have this bias. We think, oh, ha ha, that's some other country down there where everybody's poor. No, no, no. It's the same system here. We're just not as far down the road as those poorer Latin and South American countries are, who have the same debt-based centralized banking models. And what these entities do, what these banking entities, when they're set up, these schemes, these systems, they rob not just the immediate population from the purchasing power that they have through their currency. It robs future generations. I think that's the key thing that people miss, is that when you deflate the currency, you're actually stealing from the future generations. The same thing occurs when, for example, a nation or a power block loses a war. We saw this after World War I and World War II. The banking elite come in and they restructure how that losing nation will pay back the debt. And it basically puts the nation into debt for decades into the future, maybe even a century. So you're essentially never out of debt. And I think a lot of people have a hard time accepting that this is how the world is actually run. Now, there's not every nation in the world is not run this way, but most of the world is transitioning into this. But you see that it's essentially a black hole of debt that eventually eats everything and the whole system eventually collapses. You get the, you know, what is it, the Zimbabwean dollar, which they started printing, billion-dollar notes, where a billion-dollar note buys you, I don't know, a loaf of bread or something. That's because of this model. Eventually, eventually the currency just deflates into being worth nothing. And again, we should understand that the dollar is that system now, and it has been on that track for a long time. So when people like Hillary say that Bitcoin is a threat to the dollar is its own worst enemy because the dollar left any kind of hard standard. That's the problem. It's not other things competing against it. It's that the whole model was always a manipulatable model. At least when it was on the gold standard, it was a lot harder to manipulate. Theoretically, yes, gold can be manipulated through third parties. It can be manipulated through mining and finding more gold and then dumping that on the market, which inflates deflates. I mean, it inflates the price because the price goes down because there's more gold out there. So you can dump gold. So there's always more gold that can be mined, but it's not that way with a uniquely super fixed asset like Bitcoin. So I think, again, the good news here is that Trump will be speaking tomorrow at the Bitcoin Nashville conference. I'm here for that conference. I'll be there. Maybe I'll get to talk to him or Max Kaiser or something. I don't know. I'll try to record something for InfoWars if I can get a hold of Max or somebody. But that's the point here, is that every other currency in the history of the world was always, even though gold is great and it's something that can be part of a basket of reserves, it can still be mined and still you can still have more of it. But if there's an asset that you can never have more of, that's the ultimate fixed hard money. That's what we mean by hard money, meaning that it can't be inflated. And in history, in human history, every asset has been inflatable. Now, the system is pushing, for example, things like central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. And that's going to be probably, my guess would be, I don't know, but there might be, say, an economic collapse in the next year or 5 years, something like that, some bad economic scenario when these banks are collapsing as they are, and we're not being told what's actually going on. They're covering up a lot of that economic, I think, information. Then they're going to say, well, look, the capitalism and the existing system destroyed us. Look how bad it is. So what we're going to do is we're going to roll out this new thing, a central bank digital currency, and we're going to offer this through whatever means. I don't know how they'll do it. And you'll get maybe a UBI. They'll offer some kind of thing like that. Again, all these big tech Silicon Valley people have been pushing and flirting with this idea. Remember who was it? Yang, the Yang gang, and Yang was pushing CBDC, UBI. And of course it always fails because people think, well, they're just not into that yet. We even had the guy from the Bank for International Settlements, the guy with the triple chin that came on and said that they want to roll out this CBDC wallet. And he literally says in the clip where every transaction that you make will be tracked and traced. And if you do anything that we don't like, we'll turn it off. I mean, it's kind of odd that was his selling point. It's odd that he would be that honest, because I would think if you're going to try to sell that, you might want to, I don't know, at least lie about it and say it's something else. But now he just flat out says, no, we're going to turn off your wallet when you say something that we don't like. And that's the system that they want. That's why Noah Yuval Harari says that Bitcoin is a system based on distrust, and you want a system based on trust. So we need some other type of digital currency. Well, they're saying that because they don't control that. It's decentralized. And the World Economic Forum has put out lists in the past. A few years ago, they put out a list of the cryptocurrencies that they want as potentials for the future CBDC. Or they'll try to come out with something of their own. But the good news is that it keeps failing and nobody wants that. But the problem isn't digital currency itself. The problem isn't having this objective math-based system. That's what we want. We just don't want a centralized system like they're pushing. That's the key here. This is why El Salvador, for example, has been very successful through Bukele and the policies that Max Kaiser has been promoting and pushing there, as one example. So El Salvador is kind of leading the way for nation states to begin to adopt this. I mean, ultimately, we don't want governments trying to control this. But they're going to eventually capitulate because they're going to realize that the real black hole, so to speak, is that Bitcoin will eat up all of the assets. People will start to realize that even owning land is not as good as Bitcoin. I'm not saying you can't own land. I'm just saying from the vantage point of successful assets, what will give you the best returns and what will have future value. For example, if I own land in a place that's a blue city, and the blue city decides they don't like my politics and what I say, my land doesn't do me much good. But if I have my wallet and my seed phrase and all that information in my head, I can go anywhere and it's still good. It's still usable. You see the genius of this. And people just still haven't figured this out, because I still, when I talk about this, I get hundreds of comments of people telling me, but this is a scam. This is created by the CIA, and with no actual proof of that. They're just saying what they've heard media idiots say. The media idiots don't know anything about economics. If they did, they would be on board with this stuff, or they would have big gold assets and reserves, which they don't have. Those are people that believe and trust the system who tell you, who've lied for the last 30 years in the media nonstop every day, but you're going to listen to them when they say that Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme, and all the people who thought it was a Ponzi scheme 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago have now converted to liking it. Even the banking scammers, even the JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs people are now, by the way, they were buying it when they were telling people not to buy it. So again, why would you believe anything that these people say about these revolutionary disruptive technologies? So what they want is a Federal Reserve fiat model that's electronic. And if you just understand the basics, you understand that, well, Bitcoin is the opposite of that. It's not that. It's decentralized. It's a fixed supply. It's not inflatable. They want an inflatable, they'll just punch in more digits and create out of thin air infinite whatever crypto. Infinite coin, Fedcoin, whatever. So the Federal Reserve model is very similar to the FTX. Remember when FTX collapsed? people thought, oh, that's Bitcoin. That has nothing to do with Bitcoin. That's a totally different thing. That was a big, like, DNC kind of money laundering scheme is what it allegedly looks like, right? Remember how the banking elites in the 2008 collapse, how they were pushing the notion that the banks deserve to be bailed out? And this eventually robbed everybody? Well, this was actually stamped into the original, if I recall, the Genesis block, the first Bitcoin block. There's actually a message in there about how Bitcoin was created out of the Austrian economic philosophy to counteract the theft that occurred through the housing crisis and the scammery of the banking bailouts. And that, why not have a solution via a public digital decentralized chain that you can buy into, so to speak, and have your staked property on that chain, so to speak, in cyberspace where there's a store of value that doesn't lose its value over time. If you think about energy, if you think about it from the vantage point of engineering, I'm not an engineer, but people like Michael Saylor who are engineers, they explain this very well. They explain that in the conservation of energy is one of the challenges in physics. And it's a challenge when you apply that to economics and to trade and to barter and to money, because money ends up always getting devalued over time. This is the key point that I want to make. And if you're looking for a really good introduction book on this, one of my friends, her name is Julia. She's been on with Alex before, Julia Toriansky. She wrote a book with some other people like Robert Breedlove on this issue. Thank God for Bitcoin. And the premise of her book and their book is a little different because it's not just a boring kind of economic text. It's actually arguing that in biblical theology, there are a lot of money principles that would eliminate what we're talking about. So the Bible, for example, talks about gold quite a bit, and it talks about in Proverbs 11, the unfair imbalanced scales are an abomination to the Lord. The book of Micah talks about the devaluation and diluting of gold as something that is a problem. Your gold is dross, or your silver is dross and diluted. Other texts, I think in Isaiah, speak in a similar vein. And this shows that the nation state or the country, and in this case Israel, right, they were losing power and influence in their monetary system through corruption. And we're in the same situation where the dollar is losing purchasing power. We're losing that because of this central bank fiat model corruption. And we're in the digital age. So I think we need something that is appropriate to the digital age. It doesn't look like this is going to be going away anytime soon. I don't think that they created all this infrastructure, especially since they want to have CBDC and Skynet. They're not going to blast us back to Little House on the Prairie. They didn't do all this to put us back in, you know, Michael Landon times. We're not going to go to Little House on the Prairie. We're not going to go back to conquistadors, you know, with a chest of doubloons. You can have your chest of doubloons. I do think it's wise to do that, to have gold and silver and other assets. So I'm not anti-asset. I'm just saying that it also makes the most sense to have the best performing asset in the last 10 years, which is Bitcoin, above all the others. Why would you not? And this book argues not just from an economic standpoint, but from an ethics and a religious standpoint that we should have honest, ethical money. And certainly gold is far closer to that than anything that we have today with CBDCs or whatever. But the ability to store value over time so that it doesn't lose that energy and that storage, so to speak, in a symbolic way, is akin to an invention like the internet itself or the printing press. And I don't think people have figured out yet that that's what Bitcoin is. It is the solution to human monetary problems. And once that clicks, once you understand that, then you understand, oh, this is actually like the printing press. This is like the discovery of gold coinage. I mean, it's that level. But most people have not figured that out yet. So it's true that Bitcoin is expensive, but you're still very early because It's only a matter of time, and now the big money players have figured that out. So if you were ahead of these people, you were way ahead. And that's why Max Keiser pushes it so much. And it's not like money is the only solution to all mankind's problems. There's mankind's fallen, and so he's going to have problems beyond just the monetary sphere always. Just having a, but it does alleviate and fix a lot of problems to have something like this, because money was always, for example, to be money, you needed something that was divisible. You needed something portable. You needed something durable. You needed something that was recognizable. And the most important would be scarcity. All of those things are necessary for something to count as money. And humans have used all kinds of things, beads, shells, gold, coins, all of those things have been used. But of course, the problem is that many of those things can be inflated. For example, if Indians use glass beads as currency, if a European shows up and he can create glass beads, well, then he can buy everything up with his infinite glass beads, you see. So scarcity is the key. That's the most important thing. That's why the currencies in the history of mankind have always failed, even though gold is the best. The reason that gold fails is nothing in problem. It's no problem with gold itself. It will always be precious. It will always be valuable and rare, in my view. But the problem is that the central bank can mix that gold and dilute it. It can create, it can debase that currency with mixed alloys or whatever. It can use gold notes, as we saw a minute ago with Quigley, to deflate that currency and then have that immense power to then buy everything up because they control the printing press, right? And then they can thus control the nation state or the empire. And many empires, in fact, in history have fallen from these very economic issues that we're talking about. Not just wars. In fact, wars oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes come about because the state, the emperor, the king is in debt and he's debased his currency. And so he's going to have to go to war to try to save the economy. So if the monetary system was fixed, and it is possible to fix it, there's a lot of forces who don't want to fix it, but that doesn't mean it's not possible. It is possible. But before you, if you fix the monetary policy, it is conceivable that there might be a lot less war. Again, it's not saying that there will always, there's be some utopia. I'm not saying that, but to fix it would mean that there would be nation states would not have as much impetus to go to war to solve economic problems. And that's where we are. We might be in this situation because of an economic collapse. They might go to war because the dollar is collapsing. And that's the easiest way to try to fix the economic problems. All governments in history end up debasing their currency, whether through the theft known as diluting the currency with mixed alloys or through gold notes or through money printing and inflation. But this last point I want to talk about, which is very key, which is what's called network effects. When certain rulers started using gold, they then influenced other nations to start to use gold and coinage, right, in the ancient world. When coinage caught on, then all the nations were using gold. So gold became a network that people were using as their currency. This is called a network effect. And the more people that were using gold, the better it was for everyone and for that whole gold network, so to speak. We're in an age now when everything is dominated by information networks via the internet. So doesn't it make sense that the most ease and the biggest network would be utilizing a form of money? That's what Bitcoin is. And it's already there. It's already been here for many, many years. And it makes the most sense that that's the future. I will be at the Bitcoin conference today and tomorrow. Hopefully I'll see you there. And I'm looking forward to Trump's speech, as well as Russell Brand, Max Keiser, Snowden, many others will be there. If you want to support me, you can go to jasonalysis.com and get my books in the shop, signed copies. Also go to the InfoWars store and purchase the products to keep Alex on the air. This is the tip of the spear.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But
sure,
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.